breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. We will be hearing from the nation's highest court later this morning.
The Supreme Court scheduled to issue the final rulings of its nine-month term. One of the outstanding cases involves President Trump's executive order to limit birthright citizenship. At issue is babies born to parents who are not in this country legally. Another closely watched case involves transgender athletes. The High Court weighing the legality of laws in Idaho and West Virginia that bar transgender athletes from competing in female sports. Laura Winters reporting.
In Venezuela, it's a race against time for search and rescue crews hunting for survivors of last week's devastating earthquakes. BBC's Will Grant.
Most family members waiting for their missing loved ones to be pulled from the rubble increasingly accept that the chances of that happening are extremely slim. There have been a series of moments which have raised the spirits of the rescuers and the nation alike, from babies and small children being reunited with their desperate parents, to a man being recovered after spending more than 100 hours under tons of concrete slabs and twisted metal. The government is being roundly criticized by the relatives for what they see as failings in launching and then coordinating the emergency response.
SRN News and our parent company Salem Media partnering with Christian nonprofit Food for the Poor to rush emergency aid to victims of the earthquakes. Listeners who'd like to help can find an online banner top of our website, srnnews.com. Record heat is settling in from the country's midsection all the way to the northeast. Dangerously high temperatures and humidity expected right into the July 4th weekend. All the usual warnings are in place. Stay hydrated, stay as cool as possible, and don't forget about neighbors and pets. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 86 points, NASDAQ futures better by 22. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're driving a car with an expired manufacturer's warranty, that's like walking on thin ice. Just one breakdown away from cleaning out your bank account or maxing out your credit cards. Ludacris here. Don't get blindsided with a big auto repair bill. With an Endurance Auto Protection Plan, you've got options. If your ride is under 20 years old, no matter what the mileage, they can get you covered for all the major stuff. The engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, and more. Endurance will even pay the certified mechanic of your choice directly. And your rate stays the same no matter how many claims you file. Every plan includes perks like 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, and more. Act now and get a full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value free. Ask yourself this: who's gonna pay for your next auto breakdown, you or Endurance?
For your fast free quote, call 800-364-0384. 800-364-0384. 800-364-0384.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And a good start at both the Harbor Tunnels. Lanes are open right now, both on 95 and 895. About 20 minutes ago, we had some debris northbound on 95 around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and that was taken care of, and the roadway is back open. No big problems there. Report of an accident, northern Baltimore County at the ramp from southbound 83 onto Middletown Road. And if you're out early towards the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County, there's a minor wreck already on the shoulder on the outer loop at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast: mostly sunny and seasonably hot today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear and very mild tonight as lows fall back into the low 70s. The intense heat and humidity arrives on Wednesday with highs nearing 100. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
69 degrees in White Marsh and 70 in Joppatown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore's not yet issued a code red extreme heat alert, but the public should take precautions in today's heat. The highs are expected to be in the low 90s this afternoon, but by tomorrow, temperatures will be around 99 with a heat index that could reach 107 degrees. The city issues a code red when the expected heat index is greater than or equal to 105 degrees. And Maryland Elections Administrator Jared DeMarinis is happy with the U.S. Supreme Court's decision regarding the counting of mail-in ballots. On Monday, the court upheld the law that allows states to count mail-in ballots postmarked by Election Day, even if they're received late. DeMarinis says the ruling is a win for Maryland mail-in voters. He says the decision prevents potential disenfranchisement in federal elections. And the remains of a missing Baltimore woman have been found inside of a building in the 1900 block of Greenmount Avenue. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 861, the pick 4, 2661. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting.
Yes! Dude, I am totally stoked.
The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering the same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. My guys, well, players you've never heard of beating the Orioles.
Well, as Kowser moving back, it's going to go off the wall in center field. They're going to wave in Antonacci, the throw to the play. Safe!
Don Schifrin had the call on the Chicago Sports Network. Colson Montgomery's double breaks a 2-2 tie in the eighth, and the first-place White Sox would add another and four more in the ninth on their way to an 8-2 win last night over the Birds. It's Baltimore's third loss in a row and their fifth in their last six games. Post-game reaction from manager Albernaz.
Are you seeing something different from him than when he was successful?
And just kind of have, and we needed him to step up and pitch deep in the game, and he did.
The O's did leave starter Shane Boz hanging. Seven innings pitched for Boz, two runs allowed, and more importantly, the loss leaves Baltimore at 39-47 on the year, tying their season low at eight games under 500. Meanwhile, on to the World Cup, where a team from South America shocked the world in penalty kicks.
A few have been in this position for Paraguay, but he scores! Paraguay! They've done it! Paraguay have won it! And they booted Germany out of the World Cup!
Call was on Fox TV. Jose Canali in the sixth round of penalty kicks blasted past the keeper's left. Paraguay knocking four-time World Cup champ Germany out of the tournament. 2-1 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, a major trade in the NBA. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, June the 30th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey as we head into our
250th birthday, Independence Day, this coming Saturday. Coming up in this hour, the Supreme Court with mixed bag rulings for the president yesterday. But the big one's coming today. We have all that coverage for you coming up shortly. We'll also take a look at the Maryland National School rankings are falling in spite pouring a ton of money from the Blueprint for the Future. But our top story here today, is it just me or it seems to be a more increasing frequency of town halls that are being held throughout the Baltimore metro? It seems like there's a town hall almost every other week in the city. This one was in the county, Baltimore County, last night, in which concerned residents of Baltimore County, and the place was pretty full at the venue, they held a town hall to express their concerns about what they say is, escalating crime. And we do. We see escalating crime from a juvenile perspective. And of course, we're going to hear from officials who are going to tell you the data would indicate otherwise. But there is a major problem here, as we've seen at Towson Town Center. We've seen that at the York Towson Circle shooting and the murder of a 22-year-old Majir just a couple of weeks ago. And last night, residents took to the microphone to tell elected officials and the Baltimore County Police what worries them.
The most chronic issue we have in Precinct 4 is car theft by juveniles and repeat, sometimes with the same juveniles. So I think something's got to be done about repeat offenders.
And repeat offenders are a major problem, especially the juvenile. They may be taking the violent repeat offenders off the street that are adults, but it's the juvenile repeat offenders that are concerning many people. One teen said, it just don't feel safe walking around downtown Towson and the Towson Town Center.
I want to be able to drive, walk, and go shopping and spend time with my friends without constantly worrying about my safety. My question is simple. What specific steps are you taking to make Towson safer for students, drivers, and everyone who lives here?
Yeah, what specific steps are you taking? And, of course, accountability was mentioned prominently last evening from several residents and the Department of Juvenile Services Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino.
I went outside the law when I was a young man, and I was held accountable without a doubt. So I'm wondering what's going on with this juvenile justice. People are hijacking cars, and the kids are appear to be let go. This is insane. This is going to become a system that people start taking things into their own hands if we don't hold these people accountable.
We are holding young people accountable and rebuilding the Department of Juvenile Services to have more interventions to help our young people ahead of bad things happening, to disrupt behaviors before they impact community.
No, but we never get specifics from any of these individuals. There's the new member Vinny Schiraldi. He got chased eventually because he became an albatross around Westmore's neck. Betsy Fox Tolentino, nice woman. She shows up at these events. She is accessible. She gives media interviews. But we don't get specific, plans of action. We get these word salads about, we're going to disrupt it before it happens. Well, how? How are you disrupting it? What are your specific plans on doing that? So we're going to hear from more from Betsy Fox Tolentino, Chief McCullough, and from the state's attorney, Scott Schillenberger, coming up in just a second. But clearly, the folks in Baltimore County are concerned about the rising juvenile crime, and they made it known last night. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're in Annapolis right now. We're at Oceanic Drive at Sandy Point. All is well. Two lanes eastbound, three lanes westbound. No complaints there. And then we're good over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards I-97 right now at the top of the hill at I-97 at Route 32. No delays there. Still clear as you're coming south from Benfield Boulevard. Looked at the Capitol Beltway. A little bit slow already. There was a minor wreck in that backup on the outer loop at Route 29. A little foggy around the American Legion Bridge as you're crossing the Potomac, but no impact right now through there. There's still a report of an accident in northern Baltimore County on the ramp. It says the exit ramp from southbound 83 at Middletown Road. I haven't seen it. The main line has no impact. So just a heads up there, local traffic, if you may be using one of the ramps. And so far, we've been in good shape, still clear, running just fine in and around the Beltway and at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, last day of cooler temperatures. Mostly sunny today, upper 80s, and humidity starts creeping in overnight. Low 70s, intense heat and humidity starting tomorrow with highs around 100 degrees. It'll last all the way through Independence Day. I think, by Wednesday or Thursday, they're talking 105 for the highs. So, yeah, it's going to be hot and humid. Maggie is smiling. She
I'm
loves
beaming.
This sticky weather.
Oh, dear.
Armpit alert.
Oh, not if you protect yourself. It's all in the hygiene, what? My friend.
So how do you protect yourself from a vinyl chair on a hot summer day?
Oh, a vinyl chair. Oh.
67 right now in Columbia, 71 in Annapolis. It is time for some one-liner news. A small town outside of Montreal, Canada, has decided to officially recognize trees as living beings with rights of their own. It's kind of a catch-22. The new law is going to generate a lot of paperwork, and we all know where paperwork comes from, right?
That's true.
From the trees. So will the politicians that use paper now be charged with aiding and abetting a murder? I don't know. Inquiring minds would like to know. Michigan has passed a law that allows children to operate lemonade stands without permits or fees.
Oh, how thoughtful.
Yeah, but if they really want to make money, they should sell beer.
Yeah. Okay.
Michael Jackson movie, which Chuck just saw, Michael has taken in nearly $1 billion worldwide. Mm-hmm. So it now makes it the highest grossing biographical film. It just edged out Oppenheimer.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe one of the reasons it became the highest grossing biopic is because they left out all the gross parts.
Yeah.
Was that addressed at all in the film?
No.
Nothing. Nothing no. about his predilection
about
for...
the freakedness?
Yeah.
That was his nephew who played his part.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Right. Bill Maher accepted the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on Sunday night at the Kennedy Center.
Why? He's not funny.
Well, just a month ago, it would have been called the Donald J. Trump and Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Hey, Ford has hired back more than 300 quality control inspectors after the company switched to AI and it failed to match human skills and experience.
Yes!
Now, before you get all excited about that, Maggie, remember it was the human beings that gave us the Ford Pinto.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Oh, I remember it well with the sunroof, with the crank.
I remember the pulling up behind a Ford Pinto once with a bumper sticker there. I explode on impact.
Please don't, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. I had a two-door Pinto.
My
Did
sister
you
had
really?
It. My sister had
a glass
had
pack
too.
On it.
Wow.
Had a glass pack on it and big wide tires on the back.
And the crank, the sunroof with the crank.
Nothing says white trash as
like
much
a light on a Pinto.
And I was white trash. Thrush muffler. And my neighbors used to say it sounded like a Formula One car when I left the neighborhood.
Tell me,
night
please.
After Don Pablo's.
Tell me it was a stick and not an automatic.
No, it was a stick.
Okay. All right, that does...
my sister
mag
drove
wheels,
one.
Mag wheels, skinny tires on the front, big tires on the back, and a thrush muffler.
How the hell did you get into it?
Wasn't that bad? Wasn't that bad? Shut up.
What Pinto.
Oh, boy.
I drove it. Listen, by the way, I drove that thing and eventually gave it to my nephew, who cut the roof off of it and made a dune buggy out of it.
That's even worse. Much of the country locked in severe heat wave over Independence Day weekend. The good news is if you don't own a grill, you'll be able to use the sidewalk.
That's true.
It's going to be
your car.
Really, really hot. No doubt about that. Lindy Lee, you may not know the name, but she's a former Democrat fundraiser who switched party affiliation over the unheeded warning signs about Chairman Joe's mental decline. Well, she's writing a book called Unburdened. It'll be out later this year. Here's what she said. Quote, whatever was out there, it wasn't the truth. They wanted him out. And also in my book, I will be telling people exactly who was aware of Biden's cognitive decline but pretended otherwise. She says she's going to name the names.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very interesting. Because Joe Biden, he got a big advance for his book. It's not going to sell squat. Nobody wants to read.
No.
After all, this is an elderly man with a poor memory, according to the former prosecutor, Robert Herr. But people, I think, will read Lindy Lee's book because they want to know. Dr. Jill's got to be right there for first and foremost.
Dr. Jill.
Went up the hill.
No, wait, we better stop there. She went up the hill.
She came down with a buck and a quarter.
Yes.
To fetch a pill of Metamucil. All right. Off and running.
Jim came down with 250.
Yes, exactly.
Andrew Dice play.
Andrew.
The humanity. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 19 minutes after the hour. Just Town Appliance, what a great place. You still have time. Right now, if your grill's on the fritz, if you need a new grill, if you really want to upgrade your grill and have a really big backyard oasis, I grill like almost all year, as long as the temperature's above freezing. I mean, once it gets into the 20s, it's hard to manage that. But all year. So they got their big 4th of July grilling event going on, Ralph. Best sale of the season. Top brands packed with red, white, and blue savings that you want. We're talking incredible deals on, again, these grills like, let's see, we've got Weber, we've got Heston, Coyote, Exo, Linux, all perfect for upgrading your Oasis, and over 70 different brands. And both Mayors will help you find the perfect fit while keeping you on or under budget. So take advantage of their flexible financing and options, too. I just got a refrigerator from and my son and daughter-in-law went in there on Sunday. They were doing their whole kitchen. So they got great service, great deal at Town Appliance, and you will, too. Town Appliance. Or on Reisterstown Road, off Reisterstown Road, right there in the Valley Shopping Center in Owings Mills.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
They're packing them in last night, Baltimore County, as residents showed up to express concerns over reckless driving, juvenile crime, fears about Towson's future dominated this first public safety town hall meeting in Baltimore County. Baltimore City's had them almost every month. This meeting was held at the George Washington Carver Center for Arts and Technology in Towson. We'll get into what some of the other officials had to say regarding these concerns. And look, they're arguing that the data points to falling homicide rates, overall violent crime being down in Towson and in Baltimore County, and specifically Towson in that area in general. But again, there is the repeated. The juvenile crime problem is something that is statewide, and it's really now beginning to present a problem in the Baltimore County region, and we'll get to that here in just a second. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes with Lugnuts Johnson.
The west side outer loop has filled in just a bit now between I-70, a little more stop and go from there to Route 40, and then after Frederick Road, going down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue, 95. All the lanes are open. Parkville side looks great. The inner loop at Green Spring is good. JFX, you're okay there. And the lanes are open from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine, upper 80s today, and then it happens. The heat, the humidity. They're calling it a heat dome. That means highs in triple digits. That's not the heat index. Those are the actual highs. And by Wednesday, or actually by Thursday, we're looking at maybe 105 with a heat index of 110. So it's going to be hot and humid again. Make sure that especially elderly and others are taken care of. Hydrate is the key. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water, and you should be doing that now. Don't wait till the day of. It is 67 in Reisterstown right now, and it is 69 with cloudy skies in Ocean City. So this forum comes after months of these incidents that we've seen, we've been reporting on here on Casey and Company, and that we've been talking about at great length. And they include, of course, the violent assault involving middle school students at Owings Mills. And that also had a house party, social media promoted teen meetups or link-ups or whatever they're calling them these days at White Marsh Mall and other shopping centers. And warning signs that police said needed increased patrols around Towson Town Center, White Marsh Mall, and the avenue at White Marsh. I tell you, I just took my grandchildren to go see Toy Story 5 on Saturday. It was a matinee at Columbia Mall. The police are present there. They're all over the place in Columbia Mall. I mean, you see they're parked outside the mall. They're patrolling inside the mall. There was a police unit outside the theater. I mean, they are all over the place. There's a heavy presence at Columbia Mall, especially as you get into Saturday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. So they understand that you need to protect people shopping there and going there. And so I do feel safe at Columbia Mall. They've had their issues, too, in the past, murders and everything else. So they've taken the proper steps. I think we're getting close to that in Towson. First off, here is Betsy Fox Tolentino, head of the Department of Juvenile Services, on what they're doing on these teen meetups or link-ups or these mass parties or gatherings.
We're reaching out to all our young people, whether on electronic monitoring or probation supervision, to let them know, hey, we're here, we're keeping account, we're monitoring your curfew, and there are consequences if you engage in some behaviors that will get you into trouble. So we're making those proactive notifications.
And what are those consequences? I think it'd be important to share what the consequences are. Is this slap on the wrist? Hey, go home with mommy and daddy. Is it detention? Is it a citation? What is it? Are there fines? Are community service required? I mean, what are the consequences? We never hear about the consequences. We just hear you talking about the consequences. Chief Robert McCullough says that there is more police patrols, more police action in the county, and especially hot spots.
We've added overtime detail for the police department, and there's at least two additional units that are patrolling the garages specifically to address not only the issue of people, the way people are driving, but to prevent people from breaking into people's cars and from trying to prevent people from carjacking.
Specifically, Towson Town Center parking garage is what he was referring to there. But State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger, who will not be returning, he was defeated by challenger Sarah David in the next term. He was one of those officials saying, hey, overall, the violent crime rates and homicides, they're down.
Sometimes the perception is much worse than the reality. But that doesn't mean that it's not something that we should address. Just so you know, last year, Baltimore County had a five-year low in homicides.
All right, and that's fine. I'm not challenging the data there, and that may be the case. But here's the problem. As elected officials, whether you're the state's attorney or whether you're an appointed official like Betsy Fox Tolentino or whatever, it is your job to change that perception. It is your job to address the perception of crime. What are you? And again, maybe the violent crime rates are down, homicides are down. Perception is, and I have that perception as well because I cover the news every day. See, most people don't pick up the newspaper and read it every day, or they don't have the time to watch TV or listen to the radio every day. We certainly hope they listen to the radio as much as possible. But the fact of the matter is, I cover this every day. The perception is there is a ongoing crime problem in Baltimore County. Specifically, we see it in Towson. We see it in Middle River, in Essex area, some in Catonsville. There's been some issues in Owings Mills, Pikesville as well. So there are hot spots. There is that perception that there is crime that is bothering people, that's changing their quality of life. It's changing the way they shop, where they go to eat out, or what neighborhoods they frequent, when they frequent these neighborhoods and so on and so forth. It's hurting business owners. It's going to hurt the tax base of Baltimore County. So it is your job to change that perception. Maybe that's what they were starting to do last night with this town hall meeting. But the question is, are you concerned? Are you buying it that violent crime is down? Are you concerned about rising crime in Baltimore County, give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Love to hear from you. You know, if you're a contractor and you've got a job to, let's say, redo a kitchen or remodel, a kitchen or bath, whatever the project is, timing matters, and that's why you should get to know Mike and his incredible team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. I spent some time over in the showroom on Joppa Road last month, and it is quite the showroom. They've got everything laid out there, all your different cabinet options, and again, you can see how they integrate into your kitchen, the different designs, and so on and so forth, and they help contractors with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality. I mean, talking about really good quality cabinets and countertops without making that process more complicated than it needs to be. So whether you're in the need for cabinets, granite, quartz, or quartzite, they can help you keep your job moving. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom. Go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com and tell them Sean Casey sent you in. It is 6:30. Time for some news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Three Baltimore residents who were arrested for protesting BGE's addition of external gas regulators are now suing the utility. The Federal Hill residents were arrested in 2023 and held for 20 hours for their refusal to let workers install the regulators. The charges were later dropped. Attorney Thrue Vignaraja says the company made false statements to police in calling for the arrest. The lawsuit cites a Maryland Supreme Court case ruling that a private party who instigates a wrongful arrest is itself liable for false imprisonment. And a lithium-ion battery is apparently to blame for sparking a shed fire in Cecil County. No injuries are reported as a result of the fire that caused around $25,000 in damage to the property on Conowingo Road property. According to the state fire marshal's office, the homeowner told investigators he placed a lithium-ion battery for a power tool on its charger, and within 10 minutes, he heard a bang and discovered the fire. The fire damaged an RV and a boat. And Wes Moore is expected to deliver a 4th of July speech titled The Work of Patriotism, in contrast to President Trump's address to the nation. The governor tells Politico he believes President Trump will focus his speech on himself and will draw a contrast between patriotism and nationalism. A spokesman for Moore says the governor will argue that nationalism is about allegiance to a person, a party, or a movement, while patriotism is about allegiance to the country and the people who make it worth fighting for. And county officials met with residents Monday night for a public safety town hall. Residents voiced their concerns about crime after recent incidents that include large gatherings of juveniles, carjackings at the Towson Town Center, and a high-profile road rage murder. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis. Today's moment of truth. We live in a postmodern culture where we're told that all truth is relative. It's that way in society at large, and in fact, it's even that way in the church. Surveys continually show that more and more adult Americans are skeptical about the Bible. Many millennials look at the Bible as just another piece of literature. People today may tell you they believe in God, but it's usually a God made in their image who condones their sinful activity. The Apostle Paul told the Romans that people like this know who God is, but change the truth of God into a lie and worship the creature more than the Creator. 2,000 years later, not much has changed. Postmodernism aside, Jesus said to know the truth found in God's infallible word, is the only thing that will truly set you free. Are you listening, America? You can access our Moments of Truth at cubhillchurch.org/IDOT. This is Pastor Dave Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If we're up in Reisterstown right now, we had an incident. Not sure exactly what was going on, but there was a lot of equipment, a lot of police cars arriving. 200 block of Chartley Drive near Sacred Heart Lane. So it's going to be a local traffic issue there, but there is an investigation underway. Just want to give you a heads up for that if you're traveling locally in that area. The West Side Outer Loop now has filled in. A lot more slowing, not so much stop and go until you get down to I-70, but some brake lights are beginning just south of Liberty Road now as you're moving south on the outer loop. We're still under 5 minutes, and that's always good with the lanes clear at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and seasonably hot today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear and very mild tonight as lows fall back into the low 70s. The intense heat and humidity arrives on Wednesday with highs nearing 100. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Another late-game implosion for the Birds.
And that one gets past Alexander at third. 1-1 in, another behind it as Antonacci touches the plate. As some Boo Birds coming out in Baltimore.
Well, I think the natives have seen enough. John Schifrin had the call on the Chicago Sports Network. Blaze Alexander's error at third allowed the final two runs to score last night. A fitting end to the Birds' 8-2 loss to the White Sox. Baltimore's third in a row and fifth in their last six. After the game, manager Albanez was asked if there was anything that he could point to leading to these late-game implosions.
Not sure if they're being too cautious, too careful. Try not to make the mistake. You know, it's one of those things where, like, it's baseball. You have to play the game from the first pitch to the last pitch the same way.
Wasted in the loss was a nice performance from starter Shane Baz, the right-hander, tossing seven innings of two-run baseball. It was the bullpen, allowing six runs, four earned in two innings pitched. Meanwhile, the Birds better watch their flank because here come the Red Sox from behind.
Uh-oh, swinging a high drive into left field. That's way, way back there. It is gone. Yeah, you swing the bat, Wilson.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Wilson Contreras' three-run bomb in the second was the key blow as the Red Sox beat the Nats at Fenway 6-3 the final. Now, that's Boston's fifth win in a row, and now just a half game separating the O's and the Red Sox as cellar dwellers in the American League East. On to the World Cup, where drama was the word of the day.
A few have been in this position for Paraguay, but he scores! Paraguay have done it! Paraguay have won it! And they booted Germany out of the World Cup!
Paul was on Fox TV. Jose Canale in the sixth round of penalty kicks blasts it home, and that's exactly where Paraguay sent Germany. 2-1 was the final. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, Houston, Texas, Brazil, Japan knotted at 1, 1 minute left to play.
There, Bruno Guimarães. Oh, and here's a chance. Martinelli! Brazil have won it! They've stolen it right on the death!
Paul, also on Fox TV, Gabriel Martinelli after an extremely costly Japan turnover deep in its own end, and Asalacio, as they're known, do indeed steal one from the Japanese, 2-1 the final. One other game last night, Morocco in penalty kicks over the Netherlands, sending the Dutch to their earliest exit in the country's history. And finally, big trade in the NBA yesterday, the Grizzlies trading two-time All-Star Ja Morant to the Trailblazers. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the news just keeps getting worse for the Orioles.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
Well, you heard the Boo Birds.
Yeah, I did
call.
Hear the Boo Birds, and I think, the bloom is off the rose.
It's been off the rose for a little while now. Just some numbers here. The Orioles were three games under 500 on June 2nd. They were seven games out of first place at that point. Now they're 10-15 since. They're 11.5 back. They're a half game out of the cellar. That's number one. And as if the result wasn't worse, bad enough last night, two injuries now.
Yeah.
Keegan Aiken on the 15-day IL. And all of a sudden, Chris Bassett, the starter that they got for $18 million in the offseason, had a minor back issue. Well, now, the interesting way that they worded this, he had a minor procedure done, okay? And now, all of a sudden, the Orioles are optimistic that he'll be able to return before the end of the year. Like, how does that square? You have a minor procedure done, and now the Orioles are, quote-unquote, optimistic
that you
can return.
It just depends on what the procedure was. Are they sharing that with us? Was it a back procedure?
It was a back procedure.
So it might have been just to alleviate the pressure on the nerve, but it could have been causing some discomfort or pain. And I know people have had that procedure, and they're up and walking within 3 or 4 days. And if you're a highly conditioned athlete, then maybe it's possible he comes back.
But in baseball talk, when you say you're optimistic about somebody returning before the end of the year, chances are he's not returning before the end of the year. And that's the thing. There's 12 weeks to go, 13 weeks to go before the end of the year, and it's a minor procedure. So I just, you know,
did they say optimistic or highly optimistic?
They said optimistic.
Okay, optimistic.
Quote, optimistic.
Okay, well.
Here's the problem. He's 37 years old. Okay?
Yeah.
When you sign a pitcher in free agency that's 37 years old, you're taking a chance.
That's right. You got to see all the warts ahead of time. Mm. All right, Gary. Hopefully he does recover and is able to turn things around.
Yep.
6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Mixed bag for the president yesterday after a great week last week from the Supreme Court. Not so great yesterday at the Supreme Court. And today, 4 pending decisions, including the birthright citizenship case, the women competing, men competing in women's sports. Sports, that's expected to be handed down as well. We'll get into some of those in just a second. But on the good news is a historic Trump victory. The Supreme Court nukes the deep state job protections and restores the presidential firing power under Article 2 to remove executive branch officers and agency appointees. President Trump called it historic and unprecedented. This is something we've been arguing for dating back to the 1930s. It was called the Humphrey executor exemption. And so the Supreme Court does side with the Trump administration for the most part. The only thing they didn't is they gave a carve out to Lisa Cook, the Biden appointee on the Federal Reserve. So I don't know why that is allowed to stand. Still haven't read the whole opinion, but all in all, a good ruling. Let the mass firings begin. The one that was really disappointing to me was the ruling on the mail-in ballot. That was a 5-4 decision. The two justices I distrust the most, Justice Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett, are ruling with the liberals once again, proving that. I want to read you the quotes from all 6 of the alleged originalists on the court. Alito said, "We don't have election day anymore. We have election month, or we have election months." Justice Kavanaugh, "If the apparent winner the morning after the election ends up losing due to late arriving ballots, charges of a rigged election could explode." Gorsuch, quote, "Is there anything that would limit states from allowing receipt by election officials up until the day of the next Congress?" Amy Coney Barrett said, and I quote, "If you can still have ballots being received after election day, I think that violates the whole notion of election day." And yet she ruled otherwise. Did somebody get to Amy Coney Barrett and Justice Roberts? Justice Thomas, "The statute requires receipt by election day." Justice Roberts, "If election day is voting and taking, then it has to be that day." And he ruled. He basically went against what he said publicly. And basically they said that the ballot has to be postmarked by election day. But you can count it however long it takes to count it. Here in Maryland, we're counting now day 8. It is day 8. And guess what? We won't stop counting till Monday, July the 6th. That's almost 2 weeks after the election. They're still counting votes. This was supposed to stop. Now, last week, the Supreme Court rules that they took away the TPS, the temporary protected status for Haitian and Syrian refugees. And they ruled that temporary means just that. Temporary. But in this case, election day doesn't mean election day. You know, it means election week, election month, however long it takes. It's just the insanity on the court sometimes is mind-boggling. And I'll say this. They blew the definition of election day and what it means to be late. Okay? If you have a mail-in ballot, if you have an absentee ballot, it is your responsibility not to postmark it on election day, but to make sure it gets there by election day. That should be the burden. I mean, it's your right to vote. Make sure you get it in. If you have a bill that's late, you get charged what? Interest fees? Or you get reported to a credit? Why is the vote treated so differently? It should be in by election day. There's plenty of time to fill out a ballot. 2 weeks before, whatever the case may be, and mail it in and get it in. You can send a return receipt or question if you want to make sure your vote gets in. But this idea that it just has to be postmarked on Election Day, theoretically, some mail doesn't get delivered right away, as we know. Some mail might take up to 10 days to get there, and they'll still be counting. So a disappointing ruling by the court. We'll get to the birthright citizenship case in a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, delays now. Harford County, the contractor likes to work in the middle of the rush hour. They're already there here at 6:45. They block a lane, northbound 95 at Route 24, 76-mile marker, and already there is a backup. I looked at this area right around 4:45 this morning. They were not there. They like to come out and work during the rush hour, which, again, and many times I've said it, makes no sense. So northbound, you have a backup there, which really should not be there. Both the tunnels now, 895, just in the last 15 minutes, went from really no backup to now a delay back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. So at least 10 minutes, maybe 15 now on the southbound side of 895. 95, still not too bad, top of the hill around the O'Donnell Street ramp going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And the west side outer loop went back now from Liberty Road. And now that delay now begins at the bridge at 795, the Parkville side of the Beltway, filling in at Hartford Road. And again, there was a lot of activity locally in Reisterstown, just the local traffic there, Chartley Drive, Sacred Heart Lane, a number of flashing lights still there, and an incident still under investigation. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, upper 80s today and tonight, low 70s. And then we start getting heat and humidity and triple digit temperatures starting tomorrow. 100 degrees for Wednesday, Thursday, 105 with a heat index maybe of 110. It's going to last all the way through Independence Day this Saturday, so it'll be a hot one in D.C. 71 in Parkville right now, 71 in downtown Baltimore. Let's head out to Chuck Wagon, find out the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Be my cheese whiz, boy.
Yeah, well, that's the best.
I'm the whiz.
You are the whiz.
Oh, so
many, you're so many different. Look, I thought since this is a Chuck's Food News segment, and since a lot of people are using these dating apps now, I thought we'd kind of hook both of them together. I've come up with this new dating app called Tender. It's for people who want to meet up. M-E-A-T.
Start a new relationship this 4th of July weekend on Tinder, the dating app where matches are well done. With Tinder's cookout compatibility filters, you'll match your meat and meet your match. Charcoal, propane, or pellet. Six-pack or empty-handed. And does ketchup really belong anywhere near a steak? Because on the 4th, you deserve better than listening to someone and says, turkey burgers are just as good. And if Tinder isn't your cut, find your perfect pitmaster on Meat Grinder. This 4th of July, fire up more than your grill on Tinder.
Swipe right for medium rare on Tinder.
I think it has great possibilities.
I think it does. It's a meat-based
dating. Yeah,
exactly.
I like it.
I had my first turkey burger a couple of weeks ago. I was a guest at over someone's house, and that's what they were serving.
You're not going back, are you?
No.
Don't go weird on us.
I tried it to be polite. Oh, my God, it was awful.
Did you spit it out in a napkin?
No.
Give it to the dog under the table?
It was bad. You're expecting a burger. You want a real burger.
Give me my meat.
Exactly. But it was nasty.
I want to pick feathers out of my burger.
Exactly. Town of Bel Air is really coming into its own. It's slated to develop new locations for Dunkin' and Jimmy John's coming up in just a few short days. Also, the new coffee house is called the Social Coffee House and Cocktail Bar, going up on Bond Street in Bel Air. And it features mimosa towers, espresso martinis, and much, much more. I said that they appeal to the day drinking crowd. Hey, nothing wrong with that as long as you're taking an Uber, right?
Sure.
And a national donut chain is opening up in Frederick here in Maryland. Duck Donuts. I've never had Duck Donuts. Have you had them, Chuck?
I have not.
Okay. They were established in Duck, North Carolina in 2007. And Duck Donuts, they say, a sweet staple of happiness, a warm, fresh donut. So it's one of the, boutique donut
places.
They
say they are what they're cracked up to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, you'll be holed up for weeks to get one.
Oh, man. I just got that. Mm-hmm. Took a minute. Now I got it. Okay.
Crumble celebrating the fourth week of July week through July 4th, 2026. And they've got the new red, white, and blue menu. Campfire skillet cookies. The new summer berry tart. The cherry bomb cookie.
Ooh.
Featuring a golden Oreo. Strawberry shortcake as well. And the chocolate strawberry cup. All patriotic sugar cookies as well. Everybody's getting into the 250th birthday theme and Independence Day themes right now. So it's all good. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:48. Let's take a call here from Rob in Pasadena. Hello, Rob.
Hello. Hello, Sean. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
You were touching on some, talking about the birthright citizenship thing coming up today. Basically, what I call it is the next betrayal of John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett. And, I want to ask you this question. What if they rule against Trump again, which I think most likely they will today, that the children of illegals that crossed the millions, mm-hmm. that have crossed, have been led into this country intentionally by the Biden administration, what happens now? Their children become automatic citizens by their betrayal today, and then their parents automatically?
Well, it wouldn't change. That's the current law under the 14th Amendment. I think it's been misinterpreted. It's been distorted in the past, but that's what the accepted norm is, that if you are pregnant, you come to this country, and you give birth on U.S. soil, that baby is now a U.S. citizen. Even though I think the reading of the statute is subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That's going to be the key here in this case. Look, just like with the mail-in ballot case, they ruled that against President Trump, but they did say in the opinion, which I read yesterday, that Congress could and maybe should change that, making sure that everything is in by Election Day. So Congress can change it, just like Congress can change the 14th Amendment. As well. So again, no, I share your fears. I just don't trust Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett in this case. I think it's a 5-4 against us.
One last thing.
Yeah.
Now, if they rule against Trump today, which I'm expecting, you know, after what they've already did, does he have any, let's say, no pun intended, a Trump card against what's going to happen?
Yeah, I think he does. I think what he could do, what he should be doing right now is accelerating the deportation of all these Haitian and Syrian refugees. And unfortunately, Mark Wayne Mullen, I don't know if he's the man for the job. Yeah, you can, I'm sure he tried to get rid of it by executive order. So I think he's going to have Congress. I think what you have to do now is get the Save America Act passed. And the good thing that Supreme Court did do, and I got to run, I got to break, Rob. Thanks for the call. Is they agreed to take up the citizenship case and having to be a citizen to vote, which it clearly states in the Constitution. But they're going to hear that case next term. All right, 6:51. You're listening to Casey and Company.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby, we're fired up.
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
You know, some are suggesting that this might be the deep state's way of thwarting the Trump agenda with this ruling, because you got the midterms coming up in, what, 4 months? November 3rd, 2026 is election day, midterm election day. With the mail-in ballots going to figure prominently in all of this, just like they did in Los Angeles, just like they're doing here in Maryland, day eight and counting. There are some who believe that both Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett are deep state actors, this is a way they get a chance to either slow or halt the Trump agenda by flipping either the House or the Senate or both with these mail-in ballots that are being counted. after Election Day. So I'm not just saying I ascribe to that, but I have heard it being mentioned and discussed in prominent circles as well. So it will not surprise me. The deep state has been backed into a corner, and now this is how they fight back. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. The update, Lugnuts Johnson.
All is well through Annapolis, and we're three lanes westbound, two eastbound at the main span at the bridge. And then from there through Sandy Point, Whitehall Road, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, all is well. Top of the hill, still clear with the traffic building, but nothing major yet. I-97 coming south right there at the merge and the split at Route 32. We're definitely backed up now at both the harbor tunnels. Not as bad at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but 895 is slowing back to the Erdman Avenue ramp, and 95 now should start to pick up some heavier traffic moving south from around O'Donnell Street and going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and it is right there. So we're going to go about 7 to 10-minute delays right now through that area, and the Beltway is filled in on the Parkville side. Pretty solid already now, 795 to Frederick Road as you're moving down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday, mostly sunny, upper 80s today, temperatures in the low 70s tonight. Dan, the heat is on. A little Glenn Frey action for you there. It is going to be hot and humid and 100. Tomorrow, 105 on Thursday. That extends all the way into Independence Day. So, again, it's going to be really hot with the, again, I just saw an interview with Caroline Leavitt, who, by the way, is returning from maternity leave. And she said the fireworks you're going to see in D.C. And nationwide on Saturday night will be the largest fireworks display in history. I can't imagine. I remember the bicentennial ones; they were great. But this is gonna. I think they'll make them pale in comparison. Right now, downtown Baltimore, we have an extreme heat watch in effect. 72 degrees, 70 in Glen Burnie. Well, I don't hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. And the more money we throw at a problem here in the state of Maryland, the worse it gets. Our good friend Chris Papps over at Sinclair and Project Baltimore has a story out this morning. According to Maryland's education rankings, according to Annie E. Casey Foundation, again, Maryland public schools are declining nationally. And this is 5 years after the blueprint for the future passed. The results are absolutely abysmal. Every year they release the Kids Count data book. The study ranks states in various categories based on child well-being, rather. One category is education. Maryland has declined. And in 2016, Maryland was ranked 13th in the country for education. By 2021, Maryland had fallen to 20th. In 2025, we improved slightly to 18th. But this year's report, we have fallen back to 20th, where it was 5 years ago, when the state passed the blueprint for the future, the largest education spending increase in state history. According to the Department of Legislative Services, we're now spending about $3.2 billion more than we did in 2021 and in the coming years. Taxpayers were told more funding would help. More funding would improve our public schools. In April of 24, Senator-elect Bill Ferguson said this, quote, "The right increased investment with the right accountability will make the difference to make a better school system across the state," end of quote. Well, not according to Annie Casey Foundation. Maryland has not improved in the national rankings. Our 26 education ranking is same as 2021, the year that the blueprint passed. It's clear to me that the blueprint is not working, that the spending of money is not working. In fact, what makes it even worse, according to Annie Casey Foundation, states such as Florida, Tennessee, and Mississippi now rank higher than Maryland does for public education. And over the same 10 years, Maryland fell 7 spots to number 20. Mississippi jumped 31 spots to number 16. And adding insult to injury, Maryland spends about $20,000 per student. Mississippi, $12,000. The average in the U.S. is $17,000. So Maryland spends more, much more, $8,000 more than Mississippi, and Mississippi just blew us away in the education rankings. So that is just, I think, I can't argue the data there. We are failing our children. Where's this money going? God knows. There needs to be a forensic accounting of all this money. I've said that from day one, especially when it comes to education. The top level, the administrators, the teachers' unions, they all benefit. But the people who aren't benefiting are Maryland's children. I don't mean that as a pejorative to teachers, because I know many of them are trying to do the best they can. My daughter-in-law is a teacher, and she tells me all the time about problems that she faced in the classroom, and she taught in Howard County. So it's just incredible. But again, hate to say I told you so. Rescue Natural Supplements, I want to tell you that, again, Len is, this is the last day of Men's Health Month, which is June, and this is the last day for you to get incredible savings to help boost your low testosterone, to get that male vitality back, get that vim and vigor, as we call it, to get that strength back, because we all lose muscle mass as we age, starting at age 25, but by the age of, 45, 55, 65, unless you're doing strength training, resistance training, you're probably going to be losing a lot of that muscle mass, and you might need a little boost in your testosterone. Well, you can do that with Prime RX. And right now you can buy one bottle, get two bottles free by using the coupon code FEELSTRONG. There's also Active Flex, which helps with you with muscle recovery from workouts and for cardio and for strength training. So when you're having a little trouble bouncing back from that last workout, again, buy one, get two free of either Prime RX or Active Flex when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Use the coupon code FEELSTRONG and or order online at res-q.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump says the Supreme Court's ruling allowing states to count late-arriving mail-in ballots underscores the importance of Congress passing the Save America Act to ensure election integrity. As for that high court ruling,
a little bit surprising, gives people more time to vote illegally, let's say. But the Save Act is even more important, and that's the right. You have to be a citizen of our country. Okay, you have to show you're a citizen of our country, called citizenship. Voter ID by photo voter ID, and no mail-in ballots unless you're in the military, disabled, you're ill, or you're away, or even on a vacation. We're being very open about it.
GOP Senator John Cornyn of Texas lashing out at supporters of the Save America Act.
Senator Cornyn, who lost the primary after losing President Trump's endorsement, now taking to his X page to blast anyone backing the president's Save America Act. Cornyn's bitter exchanges online highlighting tension within the party over Republicans supporting the measure. Cornyn sounding extremely bitter, calling some supporters grifters and keyboard warriors.
Correspondent Laura Winters, among key Supreme Court rulings expected for release today, a case focusing on the president's executive order limiting birthright citizenship. The high court also expected to weigh in on the legality of Idaho and West Virginia laws barring transgender athletes from competing in female sports. Extreme heat advisories, watches, warnings posted across a vast area from the Midwest up into the Northeast as a dangerous heat wave settles in. Meanwhile, dozens of wildfires continue burning out west. And the Venezuela earthquake death toll now topping 1,700. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 41 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm not one to say I told you so, but do you remember last year when I told you that Pure Talk was hands down the best wireless company that I'd ever used? Well, some of you were skeptical, but Consumer Reports just asked 120,000 people to rate every wireless company in America, including the big boys. Well, guess which company was the only company to get 5 stars in every category? Yeah, Pure Talk. Coverage, support, value, data. 5 stars across the board. No service contracts, no cancellation fees, just great U.S. customer service on a crazy fast 5G network for a fraction of what you've been paying. I'm not going to say I told you so, but I will encourage you one more time to dial #250, say micro, and switch to a 5-star American wireless company that won't let you down.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Back up now, the Fort McHenry Tunnel is now stretching its way back towards Moravia Road. It's going to be slow from there going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So now 15 to 20-minute delays for the traffic there. And then the Old Harbor Tunnel, not quite back to Pulaski Highway, but definitely back into the area of the Urban Avenue ramp. So, again, we're looking at 15 to 20-minute delays there. It's moving. Everybody's okay, but it's just very heavy traffic right now. And some of the folks beginning to get away for the long holiday weekend, so we factor in some of that. Parkville side of the Beltway is slow on the outer loop at Hartford. The inner loop at Greenspring is getting busy. The west side had already been backed up from 795 down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and seasonably hot today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear and very mild tonight as lows fall back into the low 70s. The intense heat and humidity arrives on Wednesday with highs nearing 100. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in Abingdon and 70 in Owings Mills at 704. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Police have released images of the suspect wanted in connection with an aggravated assault. The incident happened on June 20th at the Cross Street Market in Federal Hill. Police are asking the public to take a look at the photos and call investigators with information on the suspect. Metro Crime Stoppers is offering a reward of up to $2,000 for a tip that leads to an arrest and felony charges. And the Maryland Transportation Authority is expecting heavy holiday traffic to begin Wednesday on the Bay Bridge and along the Route 50 corridor. The MDTA says drivers can get real-time information on traffic volume and delays 24/7 at baybridge.com. For drivers heading east on Wednesday, the best time to travel will be before 10 a.m. and after 8 p.m. And for westbound drivers, the best times are before 10 a.m. and after 6 p.m. Weather and traffic permitting, two-way traffic operations will be put in place to help alleviate eastbound delays at the Bay Bridge. The winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 861, the Pick 4, 2661. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. A couple of notes from the Birds' 8-2 loss at the hands of the White Sox last night. Baltimore's third in a row, fifth in their last six. The game got away in the ninth with Yennier Cano on the hill, the right-hander allowing 4 runs on 4 hits in just a third of an inning pitched. Manager Auburn has talked about it in the postgame.
Yeah, I mean, his last two outings have been uncharacteristic of Yenny. I mean, like today, it looked like the split had a little more cut action to it than down action to it.
In all fairness, two of the runs were unearned, courtesy of a Blaze Alexander error at third, which is a whole nother story. The other thing is Gunnar Henderson elevated to the leadoff spot in the lineup.
Line drive double to left field is really encouraging. And then the second at bat, working the walk is one of those signs, too, when you have those two signs that it's there. You know.
Gunner, 2 hits last night in 3 trips, matching the number of hits he had in the previous 6 games. Meanwhile, the talk around town these days as the Birds languish in the American League East is what to do with Adley Rutschman on the trade market.
He's been the cornerstone basically since I've been here, so he's an enormous part of it. I wish our commitment was greater than it is. You know, like we want him here forever. So.
president of baseball operations Mike Elias on Rutschman, playing on a one-year, $7.25 million contract, remains under team control for one more season, slated to become an unrestricted free agent in 2028. Good golf news. The Travelers Championship concluded quickly in Southern Death yesterday at the TPC in Cromwell, Connecticut.
Just crept in there on the right side, and that puts more pressure on Scheffler, who made all those par savers yesterday.
Well, that was Victor Hovland, an 8-foot birdie putt on this sudden death hole. And then here's the world's number one, Scottie Scheffler.
This is it. And Victor Hovland has won the Travelers.
And the cool $3.6 million that goes along with it. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Elias' seat getting hot. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up this hour, will Baltimore City Council hold Mayor BS accountable on his ghost employee? And why the Save America Act must pass if we are to save America? Of course, the president's getting pushback from the deep state, from the Democrats, and from the rhinos on this because they know what this will do. To the Uniparty. But our top story here today is Wes Moore, once again, has been caught in a major contradiction. I think the guy's lying through his teeth. And we've seen that now. The pattern, I think, is pretty much established that he lied about his military records. He appears that he may have lied about his thesis. That's nowhere to be found. What he tells Marylanders is completely what we want to hear, but we're not going to actually enjoy. Like, for instance, low taxes and things of that nature. I mean, last year was the largest tax increase in history, and we'll get to his juvenile services comments coming up in just a second. But he was in Randallstown last week before right around election time, and he was asked by a reporter. And by the way, he plans on his own Annapolis address this weekend. We'll tell you what that's all about. But he was asked by a reporter whether or not he is going to serve a full term if he is reelected this coming November the 3rd. Here was his response.
So I'm excited about the work we're doing here, and I'm excited for leading for the next 4 years.
So you'll serve 4 years?
Yeah, I'm excited about the work we're going to do. Make it past this primary, and then make it into November and then beyond.
I didn't rule it out. He didn't say that he was going to serve all 4 years. He said he's excited. He's excited about the work. He sort of evaded the question because last week, prior, he said this about serving a full 4 years.
So what else if I've asked you? The voters elect you, re-elect you, are you going to serve all 4 years?
I will, yeah. I'm excited to do it. Listen, I'm very excited about what we've done in just 3.5 years. It's actually pretty remarkable. The fastest drops in violent crime in America, amongst the fastest jumps in math and reading scores. We went and got the best superintendent in the country, the author of the Mississippi Miracle. Well, she's now the superintendent in Maryland, and she's leading the Maryland Miracle. Getting our economy going, working together. 97% of the legislation that we've passed has been passed bipartisan with both Democrats and Republicans. I am very proud of the work that we've done and what we've gotten done in 3.5 years, and I'm excited about our journey to continue to end child poverty inside of the state of Maryland and keep our economy moving for the next four.
So that is a yes.
That is a yes.
That is a yes.
That's what you're saying. That means no presidential.
Hey, guys, he's been very clear about this. That's all the time we have, but we're happy to introduce all the candidates that we've been
I'm excited for the people to work for the people of Maryland.
We got a lot of work to do together.
We got a lot of work to do together.
But he said yes. He said yes to the question, will you serve all 4 years? And he said that is a yes. Now, a week later, he's not emphasizing that. He's not repeating that. He's saying he's excited. He's excited to go. So clearly the guy's lying. Clearly he intends to run for president. And why else would you give an address this Saturday in Annapolis? And he says he's countering President Trump. He says, quote, the president is incapable of meeting the moment. That's why he feels he needs to deliver a Independence Day address from Annapolis. All right, we'll talk about that coming up in just a second. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
New report of a wreck downtown right at the ramp at the JFX and Fayette Street. It says it's on the ramp from Fayette Street to go north onto the JFX, and apparently a motorcyclist was involved, so city police and fire, of course, would be in that area. So definitely a heads up for that busy intersection right in the heart of downtown. Very slow here in the construction zone. These guys work during the day. And you have some holiday, beginning of the holiday weekend traffic already starting. So 95 in the middle of the morning, they do construction on the northbound side at exit 76, which is at Route 24. Just really unheard of. Beltway with the normal delays. JFX, you're good from the top to the very bottom around North Avenue. And then, like we said, right at the Fayette Street ramp, maybe enough activity there to even impact the southbound side just a bit coming south from the Orleans Street Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, upper 80s, and then the heat is arriving tomorrow. Heat, humidity, triple digits, 100 for the high on Wednesday, maybe as high as 105 on Thursday. Heat index 110. So we have an extreme heat warning throughout the Baltimore metro, and that goes all the way to D.C., all the way through Independence Day as well. Right now, extreme heat watch 71 in Pasadena. It is 72 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, the latest on again, off again, the Iran peace deal is on again. Today in Doha, Qatar, Iran allegedly requested this meeting. President Trump said they've agreed to cease fire. They had a couple of exchanges of volleys over the weekend in the Strait of Hormuz. But now, apparently, Iran is ready to deal. We'll see. We'll see what happens. If I were President Trump, I would say, look, this is getting ridiculous. You've been dragging this out. You've been stalling. Every time we impose this nuclear requirement on you, you back away from the table. I said, this is it. This is your last chance. Take it or leave it, decide well, because it's not going to end well for you. So let's keep our fingers crossed, because gas prices are plummeting again. We want to make sure that that happens for the economy. There is good news. Lebanon has now signed a deal with Israel, recognizing Israel as a state. So all Lebanon now has to do is get rid of the Hezbollah, which is really Iran. There might be a lasting peace deal between Lebanon and Israel. And that would certainly actually go a long way to establishing this peace. The president on Monday responded to the Supreme Court's decision on mail-in ballots. He said, in light of the tremendous loss in the Supreme Court today concerning voters' rights, the fact that the people's votes are allowed to be counted long after the election is over is important more than ever to pass the Save America Act. Here is his reaction to the Supreme Court ruling yesterday.
Well, because of the mail-in ballot ruling, which was a little bit surprising, gives people more time to vote illegally, let's say. But the SAVE Act is even more important, and that's the right. You have to be a citizen of our country. Okay, you have to show you're a citizen of our country, called citizenship. Voter ID by photo voter ID, and no mail-in ballots unless you're in the military, disabled, you're ill, or you're away, or even on a vacation. We're being very open about it. It's pretty easy. And we'll have honest elections. But the ruling, which a lot of people were waiting for, that was a ruling that was, I think it was very detrimental to honest elections. But it is what it is. Basically, they're keeping it a little bit the way it is now. They may have a little bit of a restriction on based on the wording.
About firing the parliamentarian.
And then you have the very important one, the Slaughter case, which we'll talk about if you ask that question. But the parliamentarian, what were you asking about?
Yeah, have you talked with Thune about?
I have. No, I can't imagine why you keep a woman that was put there by Harry Reid and Barack Hussein Obama. I cannot understand it. The leader has the right to fire the person at will and put somebody else there. That would be, because we get so many negative rulings from her, the parliamentarian. She's been there for years, and she was put there by Harry Reid and Barack Hussein Obama. Harry Reid was a bad guy, and he was the leader, and he put her. And the speaker has the right to immediately fire her and put somebody else there. And it's not even believable that she's still there. She's obviously a good politician or something.
Yeah, and I would agree. That's Thune is he's just a buffoon. He really is. He's a Mitch McConnell puppet. And what should President Trump do? Here's a suggestion. I want to float this and see if you think it's a good idea or not. The United States Postal Service is a federal agency, right? The president can order the United States Postal Service through the Postmaster General that no mail-in ballots will be delivered after Election Day. None. They might be postmarked Election Day, but that they must be delivered on Election Day. They will not be allowed to deliver mail-in ballots after Election Day. Now, the left will scream bloody murder. They'll cry about it, but I think that should be the next move in this chess game. And he can do that as the executive branch. President Trump said gas retailers must get their prices down immediately. They're too high, considering that oil is now $68 a barrel and heading south. Drop your price for our great American people. There'll be gouging, which is totally illegal. If retailers don't do this, big problems lie ahead. Start targeting around $2.50 a gallon number. The California stops charging such heavy taxes on their gasoline as well. President Trump announces a new labor secretary. Keith Sonderling is currently the acting U.S. Labor Secretary, so he's giving him the full nomination for Secretary of Labor. So that is good news there. But, something has to be done about these ballots. You can't take this because I think that the fix is in for this midterm. And ironically, it was 3 November 2020 when that election was stolen. It would be 3 November 2026 where mail-in ballots figure prominently again. That's the way it was, 527 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, 7:21, joining us now from the law offices, Michael A. Friedman, Counselor Stephen Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean, good morning. How you doing?
We're doing fine, sir. Thanks.
All right, so this morning I want to talk about an important piece of your auto insurance policy that everyone should have, and that's what we call PIP, or personal injury protection. And we've talked about this frequently on the shows here, but we've been finding that, unfortunately, people have been waiving PIP, and it's not smart. So a little history here. Personal injury protection was introduced in Maryland back in 1972. Initially, it was mandatory to have on your policy, but then in 1989, the law changed where you can actually opt out of PIP. There are 12 states that make PIP mandatory in the United States. Like Florida, for example, you have to carry $10,000 worth of PIP in Florida, but not so in Maryland. So let's talk about PIP. First of all, It's an inexpensive policy. I think it runs generally maybe $10 or $15 per month. Check with your insurance carrier. If you waive it, you have to actively waive it, meaning you have to actually sign off saying that you don't want PIP. When we first take on an auto accident case, we request to see that waiver if the client did sign it. Now, if the insurance company cannot provide that waiver, they have to honor the PIP. And PIP is no fault, so it's a great thing. If you're involved in an accident here in Maryland with injury, you can use your PIP policy. Generally, they're $2,500, $5,000, or $10,000, but we see mostly $2,500 policies. You can use it as often as you're in an accident, God forbid, and by Maryland law, your rates can never be increased by using PIP. Now, certainly the insurance companies can raise your rates, you know, saying other things. At the end of a settlement, because you had PIP, you're basically going to put more money in your pocket as opposed to having to pay medical bills. So it's really important to have. Review your policy, folks, to make sure you have it. And as always, give us a call, 410-363-6848. We'll go over your policy free of charge. believe me, you want to know exactly what you have and what you don't have before you're in an automobile accident. So, and also, we still have the auto accident checklist cards for you. It's very handy. You should have it in your glove compartments. So we want to wish everybody a safe 4th of July. Stay cool. And if you need us, we're here for you. Again, 410-363-6848. You can also go up on our website, maflaw.com, to get the auto accident checklist cards. And we are here for you 24/7. Sean, have a safe holiday. Stay cool. And we will talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, Stephen. Happy Independence Day to you and Rachel and the entire firm. Appreciate it. Thanks. Have a good weekend. That's Stephen Friedman from the Law Office of Michael A. Friedman, 723 traffic weather on the threes. The update now with Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And don't forget, Gladys Knight had the Pips.
Yes, they did. Are the Pips still around?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, we'll have to look them up. Not to be confused with the Peeps.
That's true.
Those are Chuck Whitaker traffic fans.
They're minions.
Traffic minions.
Southbound 95.
Little orange cone minions.
That's just what they look like. They're running around going, hey, Sean Casey, hey, shut up. Southbound 95 is slowing around the O'Donnell Street ramp. All four lanes are open going into the tunnel. It's a little bit slow right through there. Don't see any problems after that towards 395 and then going south to the Beltway from there. 895 is still backed up to right around the Erdman Avenue ramp. So both of those together, about a 7 to 10-minute delay southbound. New wreck in the city, O'Donnell Street at Dundalk Avenue. Motorcyclist about 20 minutes ago involved in a wreck. JFX right at the ramp and the entrance there at Fayette Street, reportedly on the northbound side. Nothing major on the Beltway, but the west side is still pretty solid, moving south from 795 and eventually gets better after the ramp at Frederick Road. Southwest side of the Beltway looks good, coming up from I-97 through the ramps at 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, last day in the 80s. That's right, sunny today, upper 80s, low 70s tonight. Then we start the big steaming heat. Temperatures are going to be rising starting tomorrow. Humidity creeping back in, 100 degrees, 105 by Thursday. So it is going to be hot. Take necessary precautions there. Right now it is 73 and partly cloudy in Dundalk, 70 in Bel Air at 725. We're talking about Governor Wes Moore is going to deliver his own Independence Day address this Saturday in Annapolis. He said he doesn't think President Trump is, he says he's incapable of meeting the moment. Now, this is a guy that's been elected not once, not twice. I actually think three times. I think it was stolen in 3 November. So clearly this man knows how to run for office and be elected president. Clearly he is all about being a patriot. And he told Politico that patriotism is not nationalism. What? Of course it's nationalism. Of course, having pride in your nation. See, Democrats are the ones that don't have pride in their country. Maybe he should address that. Maybe he should call out his fellow Democrats, 55% who want to live outside the United States. And again, a small majority. Only 30% of Democrats are proud of the United States of America. Again, maybe you should be addressing those problems, Wes, instead of President Trump. But Delegate Matt Morgan, I think, hit it on the head when he commented on Wes Moore's Independence Day address from Annapolis.
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of funny. President Trump wants to celebrate America on the nation's mall. Governor Wes Moore wants to celebrate himself in Annapolis.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about Maryland governors. They have this narcissistic, I guess ambition that I've got to be, I've got to be out there. This is a moment of self aggrandizement, because he wants to be present so bad he can taste it. And that's why he's gonna be the counter programming, if you will, to President Trump on President Trump's tribute to America. Again, first off, I don't think many people pay attention, especially to local politicians on Independence Day, unless it's the local parades or whatever. But I just think that this is something that I think it, clearly to me. And by the way, he was getting ripped on social media yesterday. People writing, patriotism is about raising taxes on motor vehicle fees. You forgot that one. Another one wrote, patriotism is not about self-aggrandizing. And this just comes off as a blatant attempt to push your own ambitions above the country's. And I think, first off, I'm not going to be lectured by somebody who lied about their Bronze Star, okay? That, to me, is stolen valor. That is very serious. And again, as I said, I applaud his service. He did serve his country. But at the same time, he's embellished. He's lied about so many things in his military service, which was unforced error. It was needless. He didn't have to do that. But you can see his blind, naked political ambition is driving all of this. Everything he says, everything he does is driven by this urge that he wants to be president of the United States. Because somebody's in his ear. Somebody's out there in his ear that, you got this. Again, whether it's Soros or whether it's, the same thing happened to Obama. And so I would say I'm not going to dismiss it. He doesn't have a chance because anything can happen. And we've seen that in America. We've seen stolen elections. We've seen foreign monies being poured into these campaigns, like in the case of Sarah David here in Baltimore County from George Soros's folks. So I'm not going to be lectured by Wes Moore about what it means to be a Marylander or B an American. And the fact is, maybe you should lessen the burden on Marylanders so that we can actually enjoy living in our state instead of having to pay for your big government, big spending ideas. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty. Vinny and his team are going to meet with you. Once you decide to sell your home, you give them a call. They come out in your home and, of course, sit down. You'll discuss the asking price and the time frame that you are looking to sell your home at, and it's still a good time of the year to sell. We've now gone from the peak spring sales season into the summer, but it's still a better time now than it would be later in the year or over the winter. So give Vinny a call, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515, or online at vinnysteele.com. Schedule your appointment. They'll come out, again, look at your home. If it needs repair, they got the Fix-It program where they can do all that for you. You don't have to bother with it, and then they just deduct the cost at settlement. That's Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Once you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. At 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Mayor Brandon Scott is calling on Baltimore community groups to register their events for the annual National Night Out celebrations on Tuesday, August 4th. The yearly event aims to foster and promote police and community partnerships, and it's been held on the first Tuesday in August since 1984. Last year, city neighborhoods held more than 60 events, and the mayor says he's excited for another successful National Night Out in Baltimore. And Fox 45 reports that Maryland's public schools are declining nationally. According to the Annie E. Casey Foundation, despite Annapolis increasing education funding, Maryland's school ranking has fallen significantly over the past decade. As a former Baltimore City teacher, Maryland State Delegate Kathy Shalega says she's disappointed with the findings of the national study released earlier this month by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, which is based in Baltimore. And 1 week after a Fox 45 news investigation raised questions about Mayor Brandon Scott's senior advisor, Marvin James, and his apparent use of a city-issued vehicle for personal activity, City Hall has yet to provide answers about James' employment status, responsibilities, or whether any disciplinary action is being taken. Fox 45 documented James reporting to Baltimore City Hall only twice during a three-week period, while also observing him driving a city-issued vehicle to multiple locations that appeared unrelated to city business, including a Washington, D.C. political campaign office, restaurants, and a salon. And former Maryland Deputy Attorney General Thru Vignaraja discussed a lawsuit against Baltimore Gas and Electric for allegedly instigating unlawful arrest with false information at a press conference on Monday. The lawsuit claims that in 2023, BGE called police to arrest peaceful protesters who objected to BGE's installation of external gas regulators as part of its gas infrastructure plan. It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Goodacre with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like a new problem. I-95 southbound coming out of Harford County towards Baltimore County. The report of an accident about 2 miles south of Mountain Road. So that's going to be down around Raphael Road in that area before the Baltimore County line. The initial report is saying two of the left-hand lanes are blocked. I'm looking at the camera right at Mountain Road. The backup begins there. It's slowly working its way back to the north of that area. That would be the place where you can get off the interstate and go over to Pulaski Highway, come in Pulaski Highway to White Marsh Boulevard, and then come back over to 95, especially now that medic units have been dispatched there as well. Going to get a big delay on 95 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and seasonably hot today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear and very mild tonight as lows fall back into the low 70s. The intense heat and humidity arrives on Wednesday with highs nearing 100. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Barring some unforeseen turn in fortunes for the team, which became even more remote after last night's 8-2 loss to the White Sox, Orioles president of baseball operations, Mike Elias, appears to be on thin ice, which makes his approach to the trade deadline even more interesting because the potential personal motivation to buy, trading some of the future for the benefit of the present. Elias was asked about that situation over the weekend.
I feel like if you're doing your job well as a general manager, it's sort of incumbent upon you in a position like this, and you're getting paid to do the right thing for the baseball operation and the franchise.
This is Elias's eighth year in Baltimore, 2 100-loss seasons, 2 playoff appearances, and no playoff wins. Birds lost last night was their 3rd in a row and 5th in their last 6 games. They're 11.5 games behind in the American League East. They're only 0.5 game in front of Boston for the cellar. Hockey news. NHL.com reporting that the Capitals and Alex Ovechkin in talks right now about the Grade 8 returning for his 22nd season. The greatest goal scorer in the history of the game reportedly was quote-unquote impressed that the Caps had the wherewithal to acquire forwards Jordan Kyrou and Alex Tuck. Here is Caps GM Chris Patrick.
I was definitely tracking a few different things on the trade market, a few different paths we could follow, and certainly Kyrou was one of them.
Headed toward his 41st birthday on September 17th, Ovechkin is on an expiring 5-year, $47.5 million deal that he signed with Washington in 2021. He can become an unrestricted free agent tomorrow. NFL news, former Titans running back Chris Johnson, the NFL's record holder for scrimmage yards in a single season, announcing yesterday that he's been diagnosed with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, making the announcement in a heartbreaking interview on Good Morning America.
First, I want people to know that I'm still me. ALS has changed what my body can do, but it hasn't changed who I am.
Johnson, using a speech-generating device controlled by his eyes, was diagnosed with ALS last year at the age of 39. And finally, local sports media news to report. Longtime WJZ weekend sports anchor Stan Saunders passed away last Friday. The affable Saunders, who worked for decades at WJZ until retiring in 2013, struggled with long COVID that eventually took its toll. Saunders was also an adjunct professor at Towson University and a media studies professor at Johns Hopkins University. Stan Saunders was 72 years of age. The time now is 7:37. When we return, where do the Orioles rank in terms of futility?
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
You know, I worked with Stan Saunders at WJZ way, way back in the day because I was an intern, actually, on the weekend sports. Him and Ken Singleton were there and just learned a lot from Stan and really enjoyed him. The other thing, ALS is just such a scourge, and I'm so sad for Chris Johnson at the age of 39 that he's fallen.
Yeah, we lost our former producer, Joe Armacost, to ALS.
Yes.
Very debilitating, very horrific disease.
So we all know the Orioles' last World Series appearance, the last pennant, we were talking about this off-air, was 1983. But sometimes we forget, like, in what context is that? And so the question is, where does that rank in terms of teams not having won a pennant? The Orioles are fourth in Major League Baseball. The team with the longest streak of not having won a pennant is the Seattle Mariners, who've never won a pennant,
right.
50 years of play. The Pirates, 47 years. The last time they won the pennant was when they beat the Orioles in 1979.
Right.
The Brewers, 44 years, 1982. Last time they won the pennant was when they beat the Orioles in the last game of the season to get them into the playoffs. And then come the Orioles at 43 years.
But there are other teams that have also never won a World Series. I think the Brewers are one of them, right?
Right, but we were talking about winning a pennant.
Right.
Right. So the Brewers have never won a World Series. There are many teams, the Rockies, the Diamondbacks. But, I mean, you don't want to be in that company, you know. But so fourth in the league in terms of the longevity.
It's just getting there, number one. But it's been 43 years. It's hard
to believe. Since they won a pennant. Yep.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Take a call here from Bob in Baltimore. Good morning, Bob.
Oh, good morning, Sean. It was so nice that you mentioned Joe Armacost. I love that man. He's wonderful. Anyhow, the topic we're talking about earlier, when you were talking about President Trump getting fed up with these Iranians over there, I had a splendid idea. It came to me this morning. Well, we have this big fireworks celebration in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should send that reboot of that comedy team, Little Boy and Fat Man, over to Iran the very same day. At the very same time. Oh, my God, that would be spectacular.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you'd wipe out a lot of innocent Iranians, which...
Somehow get them out of there. But it would teach us a lesson to the rest of them over there. Don't mess with us.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Like little Qatar.
He's shown incredible patience here, Bob. I don't know how much longer he can be patient with Iran because they keep playing games. But listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. By the way, I told you yesterday... how we could use the mail fraud statute to stop mail-in ballot fraud. Clearly the Supreme Court had no interest in the mail-in ballot fraud yesterday. But New Jersey, California, Virginia elections all changed courses when mail-in ballots arrived recently. Wisconsin found over 200,000 more mail-in ballots that arrived than were mailed out. Again, the SAVE Act stuck in Congress. It won't be passed. Because the deep state, the Republican leadership, or lack thereof, there's just not enough MAGA Republicans in the Senate. The House passed it already. It's already passed the House. But the Senate is where it's gone to die. Every state mails ballots to students in dorms. Everyone, including Maryland. Then they graduate. And the question is, are those rolls updated? Of course not. So the mail-in ballots still are going to those dorms. That's got to stop. And every state mails ballots to voters living in buildings with no bedrooms. The federal court stops the administration from comparing voters on the voter roll with Social Security data. There was massive blowback from two dozen states, including Maryland, about disenfranchising voters that do not exist. The election integrity folks will tell you that give money to them to clean up the voter rolls for people who don't vote, but that's just a money grab. If you're serious about cleaning up the election voter rolls, what you do is you focus on the address, not the voter. And addresses do not have rights, even if they harbor voters who do not exist. This is how you solve the problem, isn't it? Plain and simple. You stop sending mail-in ballots to addresses where there are no residences. Bedrooms. For instance, Walmarts, gas stations, dorms. Especially, after every year, the voter rolls should be purged in dorms, because especially for the seniors that have graduated from those dorms. And again, this time, the argument here is you're not disenfranchising the voter, you're disenfranchising the address where there are no voters residing. And when we get serious about that, when we start tackling that problem, and I'd like to see the president address this nationally, because it is a huge problem. That's where the ballot harvesters went. And again, the post office knows where they're delivering these mail-in ballots, so they know where they are. They're in dorm rooms and gas stations and vacant lots. There was one in Los Angeles. I just saw a story in the California election where they had like hundreds of ballots went to a vacant lot in Los Angeles. And so what happens is those mail-in ballots then either they're harvested or they're returned to the post service. And what does the post service then do with them? That's very, very, I think that bears investigation. But that's how we can stop the mail-in ballot madness. All right, 743. You want to play Choose Your Fake News? Give us a call right now. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You get to match wits with the panel and pick up some WCBM merchandise along the way. Traffic weather on the threes with the update. Here's Lug Nuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The last 20 minutes, several big things have occurred. Southbound I-95, Harford County, after Mountain Road, about 2 miles south of Mountain Road. That wreck was blocking the two left-hand lanes. Pretty big-size backup now starting there, going back to Route 24. So you need to get off the interstate, get over to Pulaski Highway, and then come down to White Marsh Boulevard, and then back over to 95 South. There's a new wreck leaving the city to the southwest side, also on 95 South, this time near the Caton Avenue Bridge. So that's after 395 South. You'll see that delay now as you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So again, we'll factor that in. You could take the ramp to the BW Parkway and go down to the Beltway from there. But heads up now, there's a wreck on the Parkway southbound at Route 100. That delay is going to go back to the airport cutoff. And if you're coming up through Glen Burnie, there's a report of a wreck now northbound on Route 10 near the interchange at Ordnance Road. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Do it now. It's going to be hot today. See Bernie today, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We still need a contestant right now, so give us a call for Choose Your Fake News, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 80s. Overnight temperatures expected in the low 70s, and then intense heat and humidity start building into the area tomorrow all the way through Independence Day. High tomorrow, 100 degrees. Thursday, 105 with a heat index of 110. So it's going to be unusually warm here in the next few days. Right now, it's already extreme heat watch in effect. 74 in Annapolis, 73 in Pikesville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got some WCBM merchandise along the way. Maybe some of Maggie's peach pie. That she likes to bring in occasionally?
I do. I like to share.
You like to share, yes. You
yes,
did.
I do.
You shared it with everybody. You're
some
a good
of those
sharer.
People never got over it.
I told them to take the penicillin, but they didn't listen. It's not my fault.
I understand. That's why that guy walks
for you. You signed up for it.
Yep. All right. Our contestant today is Matthew at Upper Fells Point. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
We're doing fine, sir. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Let me ask that question. I always complain when somebody asks that question. You've been on the air for an hour. I know you're doing good.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Appreciate
that.
Last. Yeah, exactly. We still haven't found the pictures yet, so who knows when they'll surface.
Oh, okay. I don't care. You know
it. All right, sir. Here we go. Story number one. Texas has now become the first state in the union to build an exclusive prison for children. The Texas Juvenile Jail will be age-appropriate and will incarcerate juveniles, children, starting at the age of 13 through the age of 17. Once a juvenile reaches the age of 18, they can either be paroled, released, and or transferred to an adult prison for their crimes. Story two, Chicago's mayor Brandon Johnson expanded his ridiculous transfemicide state of emergency, prioritizing a minuscule number of murder cases tied to transgender identity politics, while Chicago grappling with a persistent violent crime problem which claimed 200 lives already this year. He's ignored that, but is concerned about the trans femicide. And story three, if you are unjabbed and you're looking to go on a dating app, there really wasn't much for you before now, whether it's Hinge or Tinder or any one of those other dating apps. But now there is. Unjected is the latest dating app for people who chose not to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. The app describes itself as a platform to connect those who share like-minded values and the convictions to remain unvaccinated. And so it's called Unjected. Story one, children's prison now being built in Texas, $550 million. Story two, the mayor of Chicago not worried about 200 murders, but transfemicide. And story three, of course, Unjected, the first dating app for the unvaccinated from COVID-19. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
Okay. Sadly, once again, as always, they could always all be true. So sad. I'm having trouble between one and two. One is so ridiculous that I'm going to say that's true. I'm going to say number two is the false.
Number two. Maggie goes for number two. Kristen.
I agree. They all could be true. I have to go with number three. The dating app.
All right. Kristen goes for three. Unjected. Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck goes for one. And Matthew?
I grab a two.
All right. Matthew goes for story number two. Story number two, which gets Matthew and Maggie's vote, is a true story.
Oh, once again.
Sorry about that, Matthew. Thanks for listening and playing the game. Appreciate that. So now it's between Chuck and his gal pal, Kristen. Story number one.
Back up now.
The Texas Children's Prison is our fake news story of the day.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I thought I was your gal pal.
Chuck emerges as a
winner. You are certain times.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Which, how can I have a history?
Which times are those?
That's true. I don't mean any harm, but I guess we could share.
Yeah, would you like to share which times they are?
No.
I don't share. Oh, no. I was here first.
That's right.
Yeah, that one hurt.
Okay. Glad for a drink. We'll have some catnip.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
I just coughed up a furball.
7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The best of Casey & Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com and on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're a contractor, before your next kitchen or remodeling project, talk to Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They understand what contractors need. Fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality materials that help the job look right. From cabinets to countertops, they help you get what you need without slowing the project down. Visit their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com and tell them Sean Casey sent you.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up at the top of the hour, our guest is going to be John Myrick, the former gubernatorial candidate, a Republican. Unfortunately, his campaign was unsuccessful, but boy, he ran a hard one. We're going to get into a post-election analysis and how what happened on the campaign trail and what happens now down the road for John Myrick and the future of the Maryland GOP. So that's coming up at the top of the hour, so stay tuned for that. By the way, Maryland has weighed in on the Supreme Court ruling, and they're saying that this upholds the state's authority to process mail-in ballots received after Election Day, provided that the ballots are timely postmarked by Election Day. This ruling safeguards mail-in ballot voters from potentially being disenfranchised from federal elections. Well, every illegal vote disenfranchises a legal vote. And so they weren't so concerned about that, but they're doing the slam dunk, taking the victory lap on the Supreme Court ruling here in Maryland. But as I say, from all these ballots have gone out to vacant lots, gas stations, Walmarts, dorm rooms, they have disenfranchised millions of American voters. And we do not have a secure election infrastructure, which many, including the state of Maryland, want you to believe we do. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now the update, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, the wreck on the BW Parkway, southbound of Route 100, that's in the median, so they're getting around that. The wreck northbound on Route 10 as you're coming up towards Ordnance Road, coming up through Glen Burnie, kind of crowding a little bit of a lane, so we've been a little bit slow there as you're trying to get up to the Beltway northbound. The other big problems right now are both along I-95. 95 in the city after 395 towards the Caton Avenue ramp. That was blocking a lane. Several lanes were blocked on I-95 in Harford County. And I'm looking at the camera at Mountain Road. It is not moving there, and it is backed up. It's not quite back to Route 24, but it's headed that way. So we need to get off of 95, go over to Pulaski Highway, Pulaski Highway to White Marsh, come back to 95. You go completely around that wreck. The wreck in the city past Camden Yards will be a problem for the traffic south of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a sunny and a warm day today, upper 80s, and then overnight low in the low 70s. And then the heat starts to creep into the area through Independence Day. It's got an extreme heat watch in effect. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow, 100 degrees, 105 on Thursday, and into Independence Day throughout the Baltimore metro. Take necessary precautions for managing the heat. Right now it's cloudy, 71 in Ocean City, and it's 74 in downtown Baltimore. Well, just a week after Mackenzie Frost and Fox 45 investigated a ghost employee in Mayor Scott's office. This is this guy, Marvin James. Remember, they had the retirement party for him, and they spent like $4,000 or $5,000, and then he never retired. I guess they just wanted to have a party, you know? And the taxpayers footed the bill. Then we find out the guy is making $200,000 a year. He has a city-issued vehicle, and he rarely showed up. I mean, they followed the dude for 3 weeks, and I think he showed up at City Hall once or twice, if that much. But he was seen driving to D.C., where he was apparently meeting with, I don't know what he was doing there, but he was meeting with a D.C. mayoral candidate. So maybe he was double-dipping. Maybe he was being paid by this mayoral candidate while being paid by the city. And so, again, Mayor B.S. got a little persnickety, as they say in Texas. And that is when, of course, McKenzie confronted him they basically said that we're not going to take your word for it. We're going to have to investigate it ourselves. And then when she followed up with that, he said, "Stop chasing me around, McKenzie." And now, of course, we just don't have any answers. This is the stalling tactic that many Democrats do. They just think that the media is going to let it go. We're going to forget about it. And the taxpayers, they don't have the time sometimes to pay attention to all of the follow-ups on these kinds of stories. But follow-up, she did. McKenzie tracking down City Council President Zeke Cohen, asking him, what is the status of the investigation into this ghost employee?
There does seem to need to be some clarification around special advisor, what that role is. But I do want to let the mayor's team do their investigation and come up with the outcome as they are investigating their own employee.
Do you believe that that person should remain on the payroll?
Look, I think it is really important that anyone who works here works here. I do not have enough information at this point to know how much Mr. James or, frankly, many other folks in the mayor's office are at City Hall. What I do know is it is incredibly important for the culture of city government that everybody is accountable.
Yeah, well, he's not going to be accountable unless you hold him accountable. If the mayor is slow walking this investigation, look, what takes a week? You call Marvin James into your office, okay? I'm going to be Mayor Scott. Where you're using your city-issued vehicle for personal reasons, yes or no? He might try some explanation, yes or no? Yes? Okay, that's a violation. Then we got to figure out what the discipline or what the action should be. Were you on city time and taxpayer dollars consulting another campaign in D.C.? I think his name is Kenyatta Brown, if I'm not mistaken. Yes or no? I mean, it should take really an hour, if that, to investigate this when you have the intestinal fortitude and the desire to do so. But apparently, that is not happening with the mayor, and the city council, according to Zeke Cohen, may have to take action.
Look, I think ultimately it is going to come down to the mayor, and if there is no real investigation, then other actors, including the council, may take action. It's just important that every elected is held accountable, that our staffs are held accountable.
But don't hold your breath even on the city council, because the one thing Democrats don't like to do is hold each other accountable. Just doesn't happen. In fact, Mark Conway, who was all over the place when he was running against Kwesi Mfume, had no comment on this. Now that he's no longer seeking office, of course, he'll kind of sneak back into the weeds along with the rest of the Democrat councilmen and councilwomen. So, again, more of the same. The abuse of power, the misuse of tax dollars is being tolerated right now. This is a guy that was in the M&T Bank Sky Suite 22 times. How many times have you been invited to these mayor's sky suite? And you're a taxpayer. You've done more for the city than apparently Marvin James has done. And this guy's pulling down $200,000. And I'd like to know what work he is doing, if any at all. But again, pipe dreams, I'm sure. All right, coming up next, John Myrick will be with me. We'll discuss the 26th campaign. And where does the Maryland GOP go from here? That's coming up next on KCN Company. It's 8 o'clock on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. It is already hot in some parts of the country, but just wait. Forecasters say it's going to get a lot hotter from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic up into the Northeast.
Especially by Wednesday, we'll start seeing it really impact areas of like the Ohio Valley, through the Mid-Atlantic and into the Northeast. And it looks like the main, like the primary time frame for like the most extreme heat will be on Thursday and Friday, both. We're looking at Thursday probably being the period where we see the most potential for record highs.
Scott Klebauer at the National Weather Service. We're talking triple-digit temperatures combined with high humidity, making it even more uncomfortable and dangerous. Homeless in Nashville, Logan King, picking up a bottle of cold water from a shelter.
It's been really hot, sweating, dripping, as you can see. It's just miserable, honestly. But this helps so much. Like, oh my goodness.
Three firefighters killed over the weekend battling a Colorado wildfire. They were part of a specialized crew that goes into remote areas to quickly put out new fires. Two other crew members suffered burns. The crew was overcome after deploying an emergency shelter to shield themselves from the fast-moving fires. 1,700 and counting, that's the death toll in earthquake-ravaged Venezuela, where search and rescue efforts are ongoing. The Supreme Court's expected to release more rulings today, some very closely followed cases, rulings having to do with birthright citizenship in girls' sports. Yesterday, the court ruled that states can count late-arriving mail-in ballots. President Trump is pointing to that decision as another reason for Congress to pass the Election Integrity Save America Act. On Wall Street, Dow futures are 72 points higher. The Nasdaq futures up 108 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just spotted a new problem at the Old Harbor Tunnel. There's an accident southbound at the O'Donnell Street ramp. The fire department is there. They just pulled up, and now they're blocking the right lane. The backup very quickly was going back towards Pulaski Highway. When you get to the Eastern Avenue Bridge and through there, you need to be over into the left-hand lane. The accident leaving the city on 95 southbound at the Caton Avenue ramp is now on the right shoulder. That's beginning to loosen up after 395. 95 south in Harford County is still busy. They had a wreck southbound before the Baltimore County line and after Mountain Road. Still very slow and backed up well before you get to Mountain Road. Some traffic using Pulaski Highway to White Marsh Boulevard back to 95 as the detour route. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and seasonably hot today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear and very mild tonight as lows fall back into the low 70s. The intense heat and humidity arrives on Wednesday with highs nearing 100. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
73 degrees in Randallstown, 75 at the Canton Narrows. At 8:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that calls for juvenile justice reform are growing louder in Maryland, and now Governor Wes Moore says he agrees that changes are needed. The comments come just days after Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott, Police Commissioner Richard Worley, and Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates stood together to declare Maryland's juvenile justice system is broken following the takedown of an alleged violent juvenile crime ring. And Baltimore police are seeking the public's help in identifying a suspect in connection to an aggravated assault that happened at Cross Street Market in the city's Federal Hill neighborhood on June 20th. Around 12:15 a.m. on June 20th, officers were called to the unit block of East Cross Street at the Cross Street Market for an aggravated assault, according to authorities. On Monday, police released photos of the suspect in hopes that someone will recognize them. And dangerous temperatures Wednesday through Saturday. Be sure to stay cool to avoid becoming overheated. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 861. The pick 4, 2661. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05 brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, no comfort given to Birds fans last night.
Lined into right center field. Peters will score. They're sending in Mydroth as the throw comes to second.
A two-run single for Jacob Gonzalez.
Yeah, you heard the boos there as well. John Schifrin had the call on the Chicago Sports Network. A team that has scored over half its runs this year via the long ball had none last night. Nevertheless, small balling their way to an 8-2 win over the O's, Chicago scoring six runs off the Orioles' bullpen in the final two frames. After the game, manager Albanez left to explain another late-game implosion by the Birds.
Well, the guys put the work in. It's not sure if they're being too cautious, too careful, trying not to make the mistake. You know,
Birds now just a half game out of the cellar in the American League East after Boston's win last night. Elsewhere in the division, the Yanks' June swoon continued last night in the Bronx.
Scorched on the ground, left side, base hit. How you lead from 0-2 to two runs across. It is 5-0.
Paul was on Detroit Sportsnet. Nothing better than silence at Yankee Stadium, am I right? Lee's two-run single capping a four-run fourth as the Tigers go on to beat the Yanks 7-3, the final New York's fifth loss in a row. Sidebar, Yanks held to three hits or less in four straight games, first time in franchise history. World Cup action yesterday, what a day. Paraguay ousting four-time champion Germany on PKs, as does Morocco over the Netherlands. Brazil escapes Japan 2-1 in the final minute of play. Coming up in 30 minutes, adding fuel to Orioles fans' fire. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three here with Casey and Company. It has been 1 week since the Republican gubernatorial primary election has been decided, and I thought it would be good to reach out to the three top Republican candidates and get their post-election analysis. First up today, John Myrick is with us on our Newsmaker Hotline. John ran a extensive campaign, exhaustive campaign. John, it turned out to be unsuccessful, but I wanted to get a chance to get your thoughts, and I know you want to address supporters and voters, and I just want to thank you for, look, it takes a lot of work and effort to even run, period. And then you guys were crisscrossing the entire state, and you met a lot of voters, I'm sure a lot of supporters. So I just wanted to get your thoughts here 1 week after. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me on again. Yes, as you said, first off, I want to thank the many thousands of Marylanders who supported Dr. Brenda Cham and my campaign throughout the entire 16 months that we were running. You know, those that supported our efforts and those that voted for us, we greatly appreciate the confidence and the vote of confidence that we received.
We can get into the whys and wherefores or whatever, but voters, you know, they've made up their mind and they've decided to opt for Dan Cox. But I wanted to get your thought, because you toured this state, you met with voters, you talked with the voters. What do you think is first and foremost on their minds as we head into this fall election? What is the overarching concern for Maryland voters?
Well, the two overarching concerns, Sean, that we found everywhere we went, and you're right, we did over 630 events in every county in Baltimore City as well. We crisscrossed the state. We talked to almost 300,000 Marylanders one-on-one. And the overarching concerns were affordability and feeling that a government in Annapolis that has forgotten who they work for. You know, that was the overarching theme everywhere we went.
The turnout, maybe it was weather, maybe it was something else, but it was down significantly, 41% from Republican turnout in 2022. Does that concern you going into the general election?
It does greatly, quite frankly. I mean, my understanding is about just under 17% of Maryland voters actually cast a ballot in the primary. And again, the elections are the only time that politicians actually care what Marylanders have to think and what they have to say. This is their opportunity. This is Marylanders' opportunity to let their voices be heard. And for only 17% across the board to come out and vote is an abysmal number. And, you know, you can't really sit back and complain about what's going on in Annapolis when you fail to exercise your right to have a say in the process.
What do you think the problem is? Why are voters so disengaged? There was a lot of voter anger out there. We heard it here on the show. The largest tax increase in history, skyrocketing electric bills. Again, you would sense there's a palpable sense of anger here, and yet that never made it to the polls.
Yeah, which, again, is amazing. But quite frankly, I simply think that Marylanders have gotten to the point that they have gotten so beaten down by what's going on in Annapolis that they don't think that they have a voice and that they don't think that their vote matters. And we did our level best to let Marylanders know that that is not the case, that they really, really seriously, if they want their voices heard, they need to come out in force. Not 17%, 97% should come out and vote.
It's a good point. More with John Myra coming up in just a second. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Southbound 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, the wreck with a medic unit and a fire truck and everything blocking the right lane at O'Donnell Street. So it's a single lane to the left. We're backed up just around the Erdman Avenue ramp. So it's not way out of sight. They're making good with what they have, just a single lane to the left. Some of the overflow went over to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but again, it's not a massive backup right now, but be prepared for 95 to be a little bit heavier. 95 south of the city after Camden Yards at 395, that wreck had been cleared to the right shoulder. The accident on 95 in Harford County is after Mountain Road. They're still recovering there. At one point, we had two lanes blocked. We still have brake lights as you're coming south from Route 24. You can ride it out. You really don't need to take the detour right now, but it's going to take an extra 10 to 15 minutes for the traffic southbound through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, upper 80s right now, 75 in Columbia and 75 in Owings Mills. The big heat will come tomorrow through Independence Day. On our newsmaker hotline, John Myrick, Republican gubernatorial candidate who finished third in the race behind Dan Cox and Ed Hale. And I hearken back, John, to, and you'll remember this, that back in 2014, there were similar parallels, similar environment. You had Governor O'Malley wanted, Governor Hogan, of course, was running against Anthony Brown. And they were running against a similar type of environment. Now, 40 different tax increases, and the voters in 12 years ago were really upset at the direction the state was going, and everyone united behind Larry Hogan. Do you see the same parallel as I do?
I do. We do have similar situations. We had a governor then who never met a tax he didn't like, just like the current one. A legislature that was out of control, and Governor Hogan was able to unify people behind the concept that they deserve better and they needed change. And I think we're in exactly the same situation then as we are now, with the exception of the fact that the nominee is running against an incumbent, where Governor Hogan was running for an open seat.
That being said, has Dan Cox reached out to you or you to him to discuss how you might be able to help one another or the party for this upcoming general election?
Yes. Dan called me a couple of days after the election to congratulate us on our campaign and ask for our help and support. We had a very productive conversation, first of many, I hope. During that conversation, I had publicly committed, and I intend to stand by this, that I would support the Republican nominee as long as it wasn't Ed Hale, quite frankly, because I would not support a Democrat representing Republicans. And I meant that, and I told Dan that. And what that support looks like, we're still hashing out the details of, but I will live. I will stand behind that commitment.
Well, that's good to hear, and refreshing that we need that kind of unity. To as one of our founding fathers said, either we hang together, or we'll certainly hang separately.
Absolutely,
as we
yeah,
get.
Franklin was right.
So, what about the party? Where do you think the Maryland Republican Party is going? What kind of leadership do we need at the state level to rebuild this party, which to me is pretty fractured?
Oh, it seriously is. I mean, you know, we've got central committees running amok. We've got an internal fighting at the MDGOP leadership level that has to stop. As you said, we either hang together or we hang separately, and until and unless the leadership of the MDGOP and of all the central committees realizes that and starts acting as a unified group, we are going to continue to suffer the abysmal losses we have. I mean, you can see that by the fact that we didn't field candidates for 40% of the General Assembly seats this year, and basically seated those to the same Democrats who have been wrecking the state for decades.
Well, whose fault is that?
Unacceptable.
Yeah, and whose fault is that? Is that, you say the central committees are running amok, and is it the central committees that aren't recruiting candidates, or is it the Maryland GOP state leadership? Who's responsible for recruiting these candidates and fielding? I mean, you're absolutely right. The number of vacancies, the number of incumbents that were allowed to go unchallenged is just, I've never seen it this bad.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's not all the central committees. Don't get me wrong; there are some that are doing their level best against tremendous odds. But the bottom line here is, central committees, by their charters, are responsible for recruiting and training candidates to run for these seats with the supervision of the MDGOP. And for statewide races, the MDGOP has a similar responsibility. And they executed that this year. They went out and they recruited Jim Rutledge and Sonia Dunn to run for Attorney General and Comptroller, respectively. Two exceptional candidates who have a great chance of winning because they're highly qualified and they're the change that Maryland needs. But until and unless the party as a whole starts to coalesce and understands that Democrats have been doing this and doing it successfully here in Maryland for over a century. They've got the machine together. They've got the organization. They have the recruiting tools and the fundraising skills necessary to field and support their candidates. And until the Republican Party takes a page out of that book and learns that, we are going to continue to suffer the ridiculous losses that we have. And there's no reason for it. There's absolutely no reason for it.
About a minute left, John. I just wonder, what's next for John Myrick? What are your thoughts? Are you taking a break? Or are you going to go back at it again? What's your future look like?
No, my wife and I are still kicking that around. You know, we are exhausted, quite frankly. 16 months of campaigning every night. And again, you know, Brenda and I work full-time jobs. My running mate, Brenda Cham, and I work full-time jobs. And then we did this literally every night and every weekend for 16 straight months. We need a break, I think, at this point. And my wife, Nancy, is correct. She's like, it's time for you to concentrate on you for right now. And then we'll figure it out.
Well, I thought you were a very good candidate, John, and you're a great conservative. And again, want to thank you for, you know, the effort. A for effort all the way across the board, and you and Brenda both.
I appreciate that, John.
And stay in touch, and we'll be following you to see what you decide to do down the road.
We certainly will. Thanks again for having me, and again, thanks to every Marylander that came out to the polls to support us, and every Marylander that supported us throughout the campaign.
That's John Myrick, a former Republican gubernatorial candidate, on his post-election analysis. But it's refreshing to hear that he and Cox are talking, and they're hopefully going to unite. And that's what the party needs to do, certainly, is unite. It's 8:21. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland.
Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
823 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, so we thought 95 might get a little bit better. The wreck was trying to clear after Mountain Road in Harford County. Just looked at it again, and the tail end of this backup is way back beyond the ramp at Mountain Road. So still a big delay there, even though the pace is a little bit better just after you clear the bridge at Mountain Road. I think the vehicles are off the roadway, which would be down at the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. So we're still backed up there. That means some overflow traffic is still over on Pulaski Highway, and they were going down to White Marsh Boulevard and then coming back over to 95. The accident in the city is on 895, the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. It's at O'Donnell Street, still only has the left-hand lane open. Delays are back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. New wreck reported southbound Ritchie Highway right before the ramp at Route 50. Apparently it's been there for a little while. Just got word of it. There was a motorcyclist involved. You may get a delay from College Parkway and coming down through Arnold on that section of Route 2 on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny upper 80s today, low 70s tonight, and then we're cranking some serious heat and humidity starting tomorrow with highs in the triple digits at least for the next 3, 4, 5 days or so, all the way through Independence Day. It is going to be hot and humid with triple digits, and the heat index is going to feel much warmer than that. Right now, 76 in Parkville, 76 in downtown Baltimore, birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the National Anthem, Fort McHenry. It is time for our America 250th birthday celebration. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, then check them out. Call 410-321-1100, the Smile Design Center. On this day in 1794, the siege of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, the then American Army, wasn't the Continental Army as of yet, but actually it was, holds off an attack on the fort by an Indian Confederacy. And then in 1805, the territory of Michigan organized and began its path to statehood. On this day in 1834, Congress created Indian Territory. It is now present-day Oklahoma. It was a place for Native peoples and Native Americans. They could go and live off the land. That's how Oklahoma came about. 1862, the Battle of Glendale, Fraser's Farm as it was known, day six of the seven-day battle. The Virginia Confederates assaulted the U.S. Troops of the Civil War and the Union troops that day on this attack. And it was a long battle, as you heard, day six. And finally, battles in Hanover, Pennsylvania occurred on this day in 1863. There were 80 casualties in Hanover, PA. And finally, on this day in 1864, President Abraham Lincoln passed and signed the Yosemite Grant Act. And what that did, it was the first time we set aside national land for parks and created the Yosemite and obviously Yellowstone and many of these other national parks and parklands were set aside for Americans to be able to recreate, to enjoy, and keep America beautiful. And it's still going on to this day. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
And I just should point out, we did also reach out to Dan Cox and to Ed Hale Sr., and I'm sorry, what was that, Kristen? Yep, they are both coming on. Kristen said at some point they're settling on a date. So we'll hear from both Dan and Ed in the near future. And that's always a good thing. Hopefully we can get this party united. And because I do see a big parallel between what happened in 2014 and what is happening this year. That's a reason why I think you're seeing all of a sudden Governor Moore is scrambling with his Annapolis address this weekend. Trying to lecture us on patriotism. All right, it's 8:30 coming up next. Three women suing BGE. We'll tell you what that's all about. Right now, news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that as President Donald Trump prepares to speak during a tribute to America on the National Mall Saturday, Governor Wes Moore is planning his own 4th of July themed address from the State House in Annapolis, a move that is drawing questions from analysts and critics about whether the message is more political than patriotic. Moore has been asking voters for four more years in office, including at a polling place in Randallstown last week. But when asked directly whether he would serve a full second term, he did not explicitly commit. And Baltimore County leaders held a public safety town hall in Towson Monday evening, hearing directly from residents about issues they're facing, including juvenile crime concerns, community safety, along with speeding and aggressive driving. The auditorium at the George Washington Carver Center for Arts and Technology was filled with dozens of concerned residents who had the chance to ask questions to Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough, Maryland Department of Juvenile Services Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino, and Baltimore County State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger. And more than 200 dirt bikers were riding dangerously near a hip-hop fish and chicken in North Baltimore Sunday night. Baltimore police said around 7:19 p.m. on June 28th, officers were called to the 3100 block of Reisterstown Road located in the city's Liberty Square neighborhood for dirt bike activity. When officers arrived, they found more than 200 dirt bikers riding dangerously, according to authorities. As police approached the group, the dirt bikers started to surround the officers. And Baltimore has not yet issued a code red extreme heat alert, but the public should take precautions in today's heat. The highs are expected to be in the low 90s this afternoon, but by tomorrow, temperatures will be around 99 with a heat index that could reach 107 degrees. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
America, 250 years strong. And this Independence Day, Peak Custom Remodeling is honoring the occasion with a roof-raising celebration you don't want to miss. Right now through July, Peak is offering 25% off all roofing projects, and that's a huge discount to protect your home with a roof built for America's next 250 years. Peak is a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company, an elite distinction earned by less than 1% of roofers nationwide. And that CertainTeed designation means rigorously trained installers, premium products, and something truly unique. Peak's forever guarantee. Your new roof is fully warranted, both product and labor, for you and the next owner. Peace of mind. No ordinary roofer in Maryland can match. This 250th anniversary roofing sale ends soon, so act fast and save thousands. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomremodeling.com. That's 443-988-7325. Peak Custom Remodeling, a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And yet another new accident, I-95 southbound, this time right after White Marsh Boulevard. Don't know which lanes are blocked yet, but already there's a backup at White Marsh. The express lanes are available if you want to move over there, and they're making good time through there. But right now, south of White Marsh Boulevard and moving down towards the Beltway, the late backing is there. They're still working on the wreck on the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. It is southbound at O'Donnell Street. Only the left-hand lane is getting by. Backups towards the ramp at Erdman Avenue and at the bridge at Pulaski Highway. And then keep in mind, we had the wreck reported southbound on Ritchie Highway between Arnold Road and the ramp at Route 50. And there may have been a motorcyclist involved there. You have construction delays. They work during the day. Northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and seasonably hot today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear and very mild tonight as lows fall back into the low 70s. The intense heat and humidity arrives on Wednesday with highs nearing 100. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Trey Gibson takes the hill tonight for Baltimore as the Birds look to reverse this rut that they're in, losing three in a row and five of the last six, including last night's 8-2 loss to the White Sox. O's starter Shane Boz pitched well enough to win last night, two runs allowed and seven innings pitched. Manager Albernaz left to express his frustration.
Extremely disappointing. Shane was outstanding. We needed him to step up and pitch deep in the game, and he did. And just kind of have it unravel, like you said. Yeah, it's extremely disappointing.
So now game two of the series tonight, and that has not been kind to Baltimore this year. The O's are 15-13 in the first game of a series, but only 9-18 in game two. Hence, no momentum at all to this season. Meanwhile, out west in Sacramento, a monster shot last night from Shohei.
There's some slug. Loud noises.
Joe Davis with the call on Sportsnet LA. You had to see this one. It's a minor league ballpark in Sacramento. There are trees in right field. Shohei's shot went into the trees. A three-run shot. Dodgers beat the A's 9-4, the final. Who will stop Los Angeles? Day two of the knockout round in the World Cup. Three games on tap. It's going to be hard to beat yesterday.
There, Bruno Guimarães. Oh, and here's a chance. Martinelli! Brazil have won it! They've stolen it! Right on the death!
Call was on Fox TV. Gabriel Martinelli with 1 minute to play. Brazil does indeed steal one from the Japanese. 2-1 was the final. Elsewhere, Paraguay upsets Germany. Morocco does the same to the Netherlands, both in PKs. Today, Ivory Coast, Norway, France, Sweden, Mexico, Ecuador. A couple of happy sports birthdays today for you. First off to Michael Gerard Tyson, otherwise known as Mike Tyson, turning 60 today. Hopefully after his debacle against Jake Paul, his boxing career is over. And next, the greatest swimmer swimmer of all time, Baltimore native Michael Phelps, turns 41 years of age today. And on this day in sports history, we take you back to June 30th, 1994. U.S. Figure Skating Association banning Tanya Harding for life after finding that she helped cover up the attack on her rival, Nancy Kerrigan. The time now is 8:37 when we return possibly the most stupid sports take ever.
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
And the most stupid sports take ever award, Sean, has to go to national sports talker and former NFL player Emmanuel Acho on the Speakeasy Talk Show talking about Caitlin Clark.
The W at this junction in time would be better without Caitlin Clark because she is a bigger distraction than she is an additive. Caitlin Clark has gotten the WNBA over the necessary threshold they needed. Now people are watching. Now we realize, oh, there's talent in the W. Talent that's actually even greater than Caitlin Clark. And I'm not just talking about bigs like Asia. I'm talking about the Olivia Miles. I'm talking about the Paige Beckers. Hell, I'm talking about the Kelsey Mitchells.
Nobody cares about those players.
No.
Nobody even knows who those players are. Nobody turns a WNBA game to watch any of those players. None of those players.
Can we get to the heart of the matter here?
You got it, Sean. Go right ahead.
The reason why Caitlin Clark, first of all, she's extremely talented. She's just off the charts. She's really an incredible basketball player, number one. Number two, she's white in a predominantly black league. And number two, she's not a lesbian.
That's two. Okay. One and two.
All right. So that to me is the reason why she's getting so much animus. And her own coach, I think, is also complicit. The only person really who defends Caitlin is Sophie.
Sophie Cunningham.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then some other of the there are some national talking heads that are coming out in her support, but it's just it's outrageous the way that they've treated her. This is your ticket. This is your golden ticket. I would tell you this. I've never watched a WNBA game. Now I actually have watched a few highlights, so I'm heading, I guess, in the right direction. But most people, I think, would agree. They're just not interested until Caitlin Clark came along.
The WNBA can never be a legit league until and unless this racial animus goes away.
Yeah.
It's just,
I mean, here's
just
the thing.
Not legit.
Go back to the NBA when you had Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. You had a white player and a black player, the best there was. And they elevated the game to all different levels. I mean, it's possible to do it. It just, I don't know why it just is allowed to, you know. And doesn't the NBA own the WNBA?
They have a big stake in it, like a 60% stake or something like that.
You would think that you would protect your investment and you'd lay the law down. Mm-hmm. But where's the commissioner? Is there a commissioner of the W, or is he the W? What's his name? Adam Silver? Does he do both?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. Okay. But you know what? There will come a day, if this continues, where she goes to Europe, and then it's over for the WNBA.
Yeah, you're probably right. How much more of a beating can she take? Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, Gary. It's 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and you're on Casey and Company. Three women have now filed a lawsuit against BGE. Former Maryland Deputy Attorney General Tharu Vignaraja discussing this lawsuit yesterday at a press conference for BGE, allegedly instigating unlawful arrests with false information, at a press conference on Monday. At this press conference, the complaint alleges that June 22nd, 2023, 3 years ago, BGE moved to unlawfully cut off gas service to Federal Hill residents who refused to allow external regulators to be drilled into the marble facades of their historic homes. The lawsuit identifies the external regulators as dangerous. And when these residents gathered to object, BGE allegedly fed Baltimore police a series of false claims to compel their arrest. As a result, three women were restrained, arrested, and held for 20 hours at the Baltimore City Detention Center. Here's Vignaraja announcing the lawsuit.
Last Monday, we filed a lawsuit on behalf of three women who would not be bullied or bulldozed by BGE. BGE, when we were growing up, was the most trusted utility in town. It was the only utility in town, but we had faith in it. We trusted it. We believed that they would fix things when things were broken, that they would keep us safe, that they had the public interest as a public utility in mind. I don't know exactly when that changed, but over the last span of years, it is crystal clear that BGE and Exelon, its corporate parent, have put profits above people. They have put dollars above safety.
Victor Roger, but on to detail the actions of BGE and Northern Pipeline, their contractor, as being unlawful.
That day, those women and their lawyer made it clear to police and to BGE that what they were proposing to do was unlawful, that they were not allowed to turn off people's gas. And there were a number of reasons why it was unlawful. They didn't have a permit for the 400 block of Warren Avenue. They didn't have a permit to do termination work. They didn't give the 14 days termination notice that they are required under state regulations to give. And they didn't have authority under the contract, the gas service tariff, that BGE has with all of its customers here in Maryland. Every one of those things are things that residents shared with BGE and told them that they were lying to police. They were lying when they said they had a permit. They were lying when they said they had authority. They were lying when they said they'd given notice.
And that, I think, under previous law, constitutes false imprisonment. When you know something to be false and you lie to the police, which results in the arrest of another individual, that is a false imprisonment charge. And that's something else that's been detailed in this lawsuit. Coming up, we'll hear more about the arrests in just a second. It's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Out with the update is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so it just keeps on coming along I-95. There's a new wreck now in Aberdeen, northbound, as you're coming up into the area just around Route 22. That's the report that we have coming in. And there may be a fuel spill there. So just a heads up for that. That's going to be up around the 84-mile marker for the traffic in that area. In the meantime, you got to look at the wreck southbound on 95 in that area down around the King Avenue Bridge, which is south of White Marsh Boulevard. And only the two inside lanes are getting by. The express lanes are open, but there's a big backup there. We're still hurting from the earlier accident in Harford County after Mountain Road southbound. So you come through that delay, get a little break, then you get to White Marsh. You run into another backup there, but you can take the express lanes to get around that. They're indicating now in the fuel spill, northbound 95 in Harford County at Aberdeen, the two left-hand lanes are blocked there, and it is a fuel spill with the fire department on the scene. They're still working on the wreck. Just looked at it about 4 or 5 minutes ago. 895 southbound, the wreck at O'Donnell Street in the city. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, highs in the upper 80s. Enjoy it because it's not going to last. The next 5 days are going to be extreme heat watch days. We have heat, humidity, triple-digit temperatures are expected. Heat index going to be well over 110 on some of these days. Tomorrow is going to be 100, then expected to be about 104 on Thursday, and continuing triple digits all the way through Independence Day. And right now we are 77 and cloudy in Ellicott City, 76 in Reisterstown. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. One of my favorite things about the World Cup event being held in North America, specifically the United States, is the ability to see other countries' fans come here and fall in love with the United States of America. They cite the friendliness of the American people. They love the food. They love the beauty of the country, et cetera. And they're White House put out a video just the other day of just a small reaction, a little montage of some of these World Cup fans and their appreciation for the good old U.S. of A on our 250th birthday.
I really hope people don't take this for granted, because America is safe, America is clean, America is friendly. Man, this is such an awesome place. God bless America.
If you want to hate the U.S., listen to the media. If you want to love the U.S., just drive across it.
We haven't got one of those
anymore. Oh, my God, guys. We're going to go into Target. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
This is one of the best ones I've ever had in my life.
Britain is so big, the food is great here.
This thing is lovely. Stunning.
Vive l'Amérique. This place is incroyable. It's incroyable.
I cannot speak English, but I'm excited.
I love it.
Your country is so beautiful.
If I never ever come to the USA, I would have never seen what actually goes on in America, but I actually really love it here.
You brought just two guys. What is going on?
White House video say the world is healing, and just a small sample of the World Cup fans enjoying the beauty of the country sometimes we take for granted. And a happy 250th birthday to the United States. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance at Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx. Plus, over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
Yeah, just an incredible story there. So back to this BGE lawsuit and these three women that, again, were concerned about. Again, remember now, BGE allegedly, according to this lawsuit, did not file the rules, the regulations, the protocols, and the laws for informing these women that they were going to install these external gas regulators in their home. Then they allegedly lied to the police department, who then came out. And after an eight-hour standoff, arrested these women, and Tharu Vignaraja details what happened next.
And after an eight-hour standoff, three of those women were restrained in plastic cuffs, shoved into a police transport van, and hauled off to the Baltimore City Detention Center, where they would spend some 20 hours in custody. The indignities of that we chronicle in this lawsuit that we filed last week.
So in response to the claims, a BGE spokesperson said BGE can't comment in detail on pending litigation, but we disagree with the allegations, characterizations made in the suit, and will defend against those claims in court. We operate the oldest gas delivery system in the nation, and every day our employees work to safely maintain and modernize that system to provide reliable service to more than 700,000 customers. Well, we'll see how this one plays out in court, that is for sure. Coming up next, Wes Moore says, kind of, sort of disagrees that the juvenile justice system is not working. But the question is, what changes has he advocated making, or would he make, to the juvenile justice system if, well, he does have the opportunity? And nothing's happened as of yet deep into his current term. 850, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, 10 o'clock this morning, we're expecting the four remaining Supreme Court opinions to be released. The big enchilada is the birthright citizenship case that will be released today. We also are hearing that the other big case is the transgender biological males being allowed to compete in female sports. That opinion going to be handed down today as well. And there was an amicus brief filed in the Concerned Women for America, and so they filed the first ever civil rights complaint against a college for rostering a male on a women's team. That's what led to this this ruling. So we'll be discussing both of those in great detail tomorrow, especially the birthright citizenship case. And based on the mail-in ballot thing, of course, every case is different. It's unique. But I'm not expecting the Justice Roberts, Amy Coney Barrett coalition to give President Trump a win here. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now the update. Lugnuts Johnson.
Three late problems along I-95. The wreck was more than an hour ago. Southbound I-95 after Mountain Road. That's on the shoulder. Still backed up coming after Route 24 through there. Then you get a break in the action. You come south towards White Marsh Boulevard. You get down there. There's a wreck at the King Avenue Bridge. That's before the Beltway. Only the two left-hand lanes are getting by. The express lanes would be the better bet, but you're going to be backed up on the main line back to at least White Marsh Boulevard through there. And then northbound, two problem areas. Construction northbound at Route 24 with a single lane affected on the northbound side. Then there was a fuel spill in Aberdeen. Two lanes blocked northbound 95 again, and this time at Route 22. The wreck did clear, and we're back to normal pretty quickly now on 895 southbound at O'Donnell Street. If you're in Bel Air, there's a water main break. Crews are working on it at Route 1, top of the hill at Tollgate Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, upper 80s today, low 70s tonight, and then the extreme heat watch begins. Heat, humidity, triple digits, and heat indexes around 110 all the way through Independence Day. And look, Kim over there, she's just... She's soaking it all in. Uh-huh. Right now, 78 in Parkville, 77 in Baltimore. What do you have, the boat running for you as you get off the air? Right. And you get drive and right to the boat ramp?
Yeah, run and jump right on it. No, I'm still really excited about 100-degree weather. It was such a cold winter, Sean.
Right.
I don't think I could forget it.
I know. It left a lasting mark,
didn't it? But you had a great interview this morning with John Myrick.
Thank you.
Yeah. I thought he really outlined what I already assumed is that the MDGOP and the central committees were tasked with getting some of these seats contested, especially against some of these Democratic incumbents. And as he mentioned and you mentioned, there were so many seats left open.
Right.
And it just seemed to me that there wasn't really an effort to do much about it. And then you did have, you know, John Myrick and Brendan Schaub. They were crisscrossing the state and they were working with candidates down ballot. And it almost appeared to me, I don't know if John Myrick will consider it, but maybe
here, Brenda could think about running the MDGOP at one point in time.
It was, certainly would be an improvement over the current crime. I mean, no disrespect, but I think results speak volumes.
Yes.
And you had a number of uncontested vacancies. You had a lot of incumbents winning. And then you had the voter turnout on
so
both sides, not just Republicans, but both, was so bad that it just, we need to do better.
Yeah, yeah. But there is an opening, right? There's a lane here. Because if we can boost our turnout numbers, we might be able to get some candidates across the finish line, because it doesn't look like the Dems are going to be able to do that, especially after seeing what Joe Biden just did the other day down down Hanover, Maryland. If that's the best they have, then yeah, we've got a shot here. Anyways, we're going to talk to Mark Fisher. He's running in District 13 in Howard County. That was another county where I thought they didn't do well.
Didn't even have a county executive.
No, not at all. So Vanessa Atterbury is just going to walk right in.
Right.
Okay, so we'll talk to Mark Fisher at 10. He'll be here in studio. Obviously, we'll also talk about the Supreme Court decisions, right? You had the one yesterday with the mail-in ballots being able to be counted after Election Day. I thought Amy Coney Barrett voting for such was a surprise.
After coming out against doing it. She said publicly during the oral arguments. That's why it's hard to trust these justices during
it's
oral
wild.
Arguments. Sometimes they play devil's advocate. I'm not expecting a favorable ruling on the birthright citizenship either.
Are you not? Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I
would love to be wrong on that one, but I don't expect it.
Well, I was thinking about the same thing with the males and female sports.
You think they're going to rule against?
I don't know where they stand on that one.
Right.
I don't know, because I haven't heard them talk about it much at all. You know what I mean? When it comes to what's the constitutional right here? There are some people that have come forward. I saw where in the trans community, there was a young man or woman, whatever you want to call it, who came forward and said that he hadn't even hit puberty. And so he felt as though that he did have a shot to compete in women's sports. And I was looking at that situation, and I thought, well, you know, if he was on puberty blockers before he hit puberty at all, what would their decision be on this?
Well, one thing, you know, whether you hit puberty or not, is that your DNA doesn't change.
Right. Yeah. But I don't know what barometer are they using here.
Oh, it's hard to say.
I have no idea.
Well, last week it was temporary meant temporary and protected status. And now Election Day no longer means Election Day.
Right. So I have no idea where they stand on a lot of these issues. Anyways, we'll talk about those. And, of course, Governor Wes Moore still has not responded to the stolen valor claims. He's in Michigan campaigning.
But he's giving an Annapolis address
on
Independence Day.
Yes.
I know you'll be riveted.
Oh, I'm so excited. It'll be my duty, I think, to listen in so we can talk about it, but I'm not excited at all.
All right. Kim Poising Live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Stay tuned for Kim. Speaking of Governor Moore, he went on another radio station where he gets a bunch of softball questions and weighed in on the juvenile justice reform. Their calls for it are growing louder and louder. And now here's his reaction to these calls for juvenile justice reform.
I agree with the police commissioner and the mayor and the state's attorney that all of our juvenile laws and all of our laws, period, have to be pressure tested and to figure out what works.
Well, they have been pressure tested and it ain't working. And then he said that it's time for systemic change.
But I do believe there are systemic structural changes that need to happen.
Yeah. He says they need to happen. You've been the governor for 4 years. Your first guy, Vinny Schiraldi, was a disaster. And Betsy Fox Tolentino might be a nice person. I don't know, but she hasn't been much better. She's not delivering results. We have the problem of juveniles that are not being held accountable. There are no consequences. We have older adults recruiting juveniles to commit crimes in their name. And it's just, the problem is getting worse, not better. And you've done nothing to help that problem. So that's going to be another key issue coming up this fall as well. All right, back tomorrow morning to discuss birthright citizenship. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.